next morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not. He's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like when he does that. He doubles down. Made me laugh. Good morning, everybody. Voice is still not right. It's 5:45. How are you? This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. There's Big Dick Toledo. And we're off and running on a Wednesday where you're going to be inundated with, not by us, though. Well, maybe a couple of times. I'm not sure, but I don't think so. With comments about bees that will nauseate you, and the puns are going to be everywhere in the news media, and it's already awful, and it was just, you know, I hate bees more than anybody, but last night's baseball game was delayed by bees for 2 hours. They start a hive. You've seen it biking. That's why I don't ride my bike in April and May. There's bees everywhere, and they just show up. Made a big hive at the ballpark last night. My friend that went to the game texted me. I was 10 minutes from going to that game. I would have left. There's no way I'd have sat there for 2 hours waiting for that to happen. But I got a call from a friend. It's like, hey, if you want to head out, I got an extra. And I'm like, you know what? I got nothing going on. Maybe I will. But then I started thinking, I got this. I'm going to skip it. I got to get up. Nope, I'm not doing it. And thank God. And then, of course, the game goes to extra innings. But bees swarmed the ballpark last night, made a big hive. And then this dude who came over, there's another. The real hero here is the dude, the beekeeper from Blue Sky Pest Control, because he went. He was at his kid's game in Peoria. They're not mentioning where he was. And he got a call at about 6:20. Think about that. The rush hour's not quite over yet. It's like, hey, we need you. There isn't a beekeeper closer. That's how.
I mean, that is interesting.
Well, it would have looked bad because Blue Sky is there, is like all over the Diamondbacks. They're the official pest control of the D-backs. So maybe he's the only guy qualified with that, with, you know, the.
Yeah, it would have looked bad.
He's got all the Muslim gear and stuff to dress up.
If another company.
Right, and so you can't. You got to go Blue Sky. You have to stick with it, you know. You just have to. And I admire that part of it because that's actually sticking, you know, with your guns. It's like my air conditioner goes out and I'm like, hey, everybody go to newacunit.com, but I go somewhere else. That's just garbage. So you got to be true to what you're doing. So this guy goes, gets the call in Peoria, hops in his car, doesn't get there till like 8. He's got to go get his Muslim outfit. He drives all the way down there. They have to get a scissor lift in the thing. And this dude, if you've ever had a beehive at your house, have you ever had one removed?
I haven't.
It is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I had one on my palm tree. I was mowing the lawn, and I'm like, something's wrong with the mower. It's making the strangest sound because I could hear it over my mower. It was way above me, and I didn't know that. And I shut the mower off, and I'm like, this. And I'm so stupid, it took me about a minute and a half to realize the mower wasn't making the noise. Even after it was off, I'm like, I can still hear it. Something's going on. And then I'm like, wait a minute. That's not coming from there. That's up there. And this weird, all-encompassing buzz was going on. And it was on a Sunday when the Steelers played the Chargers, if I remember right. And I had, you know, people coming by. Beekeeper shows up, just starts chunking out pieces of, you get a big one up here, man. I'm like, no kidding.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm proud of it. I keep it in the backyard up in a tree. And he said, yeah, this has been here for a while. And I'm like, I haven't noticed. He goes, oh, the bees, they'll come and go when the queen leaves. And I'm like, that's amazing. Big chunks of stuff he's pulling out of the palm tree. And the bees are just following him around. Not one sting. They never left. They never even hung around. And then the coolest part was, I told him, I'm like, thanks, man, for a Sunday morning popover. That's pretty awesome. And then I'm looking behind me at the crowd of people there for the Steelers game, and there's a Muslim drinking a beer. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He stuck around for the whole thing. The beekeeper stayed. And then I started thinking he should. It's Sunday morning. I don't know where he was when he got this call.
Peoria.
Probably at his kid's T-ball game in Peoria. So this dude drives all the way over there. That's heroic. Because I know if I got that call, hey, beekeeper, got a beehive thing for you at the ballpark. I'm at my kid's T-ball game. I'll get to it later. And, he's all over the news and stuff, and he's all smiles. But I guarantee you that call was not met with like, oh, boy, this will be great. That dude One in a million, because I know a lot of people are like, find another beekeeper. I'm not doing it. I'm off. I'm off. And I don't know if beekeepers are on call 24/7, if bee dudes are, for the bee removal people. But maybe. But that dude had to drive all the way.
Depends on the situation, maybe. Yeah, like if they're attacking. Like, but that guy, expert. You know, the big cluster wasn't low. It was pretty high up.
They got a scissor lift. Yeah, they brought that in.
And vacuums them.
That was good. Yeah, and I've seen that too. My guy did that. He got the chunks out and then went up in this real quiet, kind of singing vacuum, kind of sucks up the rest of them.
Just breaks out the Dyson and goes to town.
Yeah,
or what?
They cluster together. So that they haven't restarted a hive yet. It was just
protecting out
the queen or something like that.
She was moving. There was it was pretty neat. But I already heard it twice, once on TV, once on radio. Unbelievable situation at the ballpark, game B between the Diamondbacks and Dodgers. And I'm like, I hope this be your last day on the planet. Go f*** yourself. I hate that stuff.
I had to change the station this morning. Listening to Sharp and Jamie West.
Come
on.
Enough.
And then they giggle at it. Like, ugh. Then they try to one-up each other, too. Like, I got one better than that.
There's nothing worse. So it's going to happen all day, and then they'll giggle at each other. It's the TV news people, and they'll make the bee puns, and you'll throw up all over yourself. Do you think anyone turned to their honey? Should we leave? We'll be right back with Ty's weather. Yuck! And I want to know who's out there who enjoys it, because I want them killed too. Anybody who's like, they're so clever, I just want them done. Ends them. Yeah. So you got a whole bunch of that. And then the other one, like a couple days ago, that little girl that was telling her parents at night her bedroom was like boogeyman.
Heard monsters.
Yeah, and her monsters on the wall, and her parents like, stop, you're nuts, you're going crazy. And then its wall started to buzz so loud they heard it. They opened it up, and there were like 6 million bees in her wall. Inside 60,000. The wall. Yeah, it's crazy. We had that. My mom's house, I did that once. I was sitting on the couch. Again, too stupid to notice. And I'm like, Mom, there's a bee crawling out of your electrical outlet over there. Isn't that the coolest thing you've ever seen? Look, there's two. Mom, there's like 5 bees in your electrical outlet. You'd probably spray that. Said, I'm going to leave your house now because there's bees there inside. And she's laughing. Ha ha. I left and came back, and her whole house looked like a Peter North movie.
Oh, man.
Foam. Evidently. Inside the wall in a hole that was the size if you just shoved a Bic pen into her house. Thousands
perfect
of
catacomb.
Bees, thousands and thousands and thousands of bees inside of her wall. And when the guy got there, he's like, hey, you got a beehive in your wall. And they got to this tiny little hole and he shot this stuff in there and they all came shooting out. Next thing you know, there's this shadow in the backyard. I was there when the shadow happened. And I was like, all right. And then my mom's house was foamed like you've never seen in your life. It was the gross. I hate bees. I hate bees.
Well, how about the one in North Carolina that you're talking about? They got in the walls 10 days later, still dealing with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, my mom's thing didn't go away immediately. Because in the walls, you don't know how far it goes. And they got to tear your wall off to find out. So they spray where they think it is. And that thing can leak over into other spots. And my mom's had, she had a problem with them for... It was a while, but crawling out of those electrical outlets, horrifying. I'm not a bee fan. I don't like the bees, but yeah, I was there at one time when it was crawling out. They foam. I think she got foamed 3 times.
Damn.
Yeah, my mom got COVID.
Covered.
All right. It's gross.
My mom. Hey, you brought up Peter North originally, so I don't want it.
It is true. I did bring Peter North into my mother's home. You know, she should be so lucky. She should be so lucky. Celeste, we'll be right back with more weather and traffic and baby drownings on the news. That's what they did.
Hey, Jim Cross, go F yourself.
Oh, I loved it. That was one thing I did like is Jim had it by the time, what's her name, did like 15 bee jokes. And then we'll go live to Jim Cross in the news center, which, by the way, is where Brady's sitting, the news center.
Jim embedded.
Jim just hangs around. Okay, Jamie, enough with the kid jokes, all right? Yeah, there were bees at the ballpark last night, and they got them. Jim Cross, go yourself, KTAR News.
Jim Cross standing on the hive.
Yeah.
unbelievable report, Jim.
Oh. That walk-off home run sure stung the Dodgers.
Yeah, she did a sting thing, too. Oh. She did a couple of them. It was brutal. And it'll happen today in the news. But, yeah, I almost, you know, kind of want to give a Nathan Sutherland award to the dude who said, fine. I don't think it was as rosy as he is now. He was on the broadcast last night, the beekeeper guy, the Muslim. And then they had all the other say. He's like, it was great. I enjoyed it a lot. And the crowd went crazy. And he said, I ate it up. I went nuts. I thought it was a great thing. The crowd gave me a lot of energy, and I was really happy. It was fun. But I guarantee you got that call. I said, what the f***? Where's Jeff? Call Jeff. He's closer. I'm in Peoria. We need you, man. No, f*** you. You're paying me double.
He's doing an apartment across the street.
I would love to hear the actual recording of the phone call. Yeah, we got a beehive down at Bank One. We're the only ones who can do it. They can't call anybody else because we're the official sponsor. I don't give a f*** with my kid's game. It sounds like a you problem. I'm off. I got off at 5. No, you got it. You're the only one that can do it. Well, I guess they're going to have a bee problem tonight. I'll get to it tomorrow. Hey, you got to do it. We look bad otherwise. You do it.
You find out there's only one bee suit. Who has it?
Yeah, who's got it? Should we call a mosque?
Damn it.
Let's call a mosque and see if they can help out.
Hello?
No, they're all on the campuses. Damn it. Anyway, yeah, I don't like bees. I'm not a fan of bees. I hate them. I left that game. Second they said there's a swarm. We don't have anybody here. Nope. Nope.
There's that orange grove on Val Vista, almost near the 202, and they have a little pipe that goes into the shack where they sell the gift shop, and then there's a glass terrarium that the beehive's in. And somehow they tap the comb, and the honey just drips out of there.
Yuck.
And they collect it. But those bees were coming in and out.
You know where you can get honey?
The store. My Russian honey guy.
I'd rather go to your poisoned Russian weirdo that stands on the side of the road and sells, unregulated government-free honey.
Never go through FDA. Ever go through FDA. Buy honey from me, Brady. I always better.
This wakes you.
All the Brady jokes are getting emailed in right now.
I don't want it. I know they're flying in. I don't. Yeah. Are you printing them?
No, that's not me. I did not print that, whatever.
Damn
it says.
You.
I didn't do it. That's Toledo.
Sounds like quite a buzz at the ballpark. All right, I'm Scott Passmore. We'll be right back after this. I feel bad for news guys. Like, I know Troy Hayden. I like Troy. I know Ian Schwartz. And I like Ian. And they're not allowed to be actually funny,
Campy.
They have to act like they're talking to a dying 78-year-old person. They have to. They have to just sit and make a real safe, innocuous nonsense joke. And then the weirdest part of that to me is that people would be mad if they made a joke that was actually funny. The next story, kid found dead in a pool. It's like the most graphic, horrible thing. Two people shot in the head in Peoria this morning. And they can talk about that, and nobody gets upset. But if they made a bad bee joke that was actually funny and not a pun.
This is not why I tune into the news. I want clever puns.
Broomhead chimes in.
Yeah.
Sharp is Pat from the Toyota commercial.
He's Pat Finn.
He's 100% right, too.
He is. I mean, we have nearly punched Brady in the face for worse puns. But if he kept going, he would just be fired. I mean, that's just what they should do. That's enough. And you actually believed you were going somewhere with it. Like, this is great stuff. Yeah, because Troy Hayden's a funny guy. Like, he's funny. Like, I actually enjoy his company. He's a little intense sometimes. Because he's a newsman and he sees dead people constantly and then has to make like jokes. And the newsroom at every television station I've ever been in is the most morbid place ever, filled with people who use awful humor to get past their insanely weird jobs. And then they get a feel-good story and they do puns. And I feel bad for them. Say something horrible. Or if Celeste, Troy, do me a favor this morning. If Celeste says, unbelievable, huh? Troy's going, all right, that was terrible. Don't do that again. We'll be right back.
Why? Why did he get mad at Celeste? That was clever. Now tell me of baby drownings and house fires between weather reports.
It is a really weird thing when you put it all together. Two dead kids found in a pool. We'll be right back. Tell you what temperature is. What? What the hell kind of fever dream is this? You want to see what the temperature is going to be all week? Sure. All right. But first, two people were shot in the head. One guy pried the other guy's eye out. Huh? Anyway, Ty, how's it looking this week for weather? When people going to get out? I don't think anybody wants to leave their house anymore.
Murder ate the face of the victim.
Isn't that terrible, Celeste?
Wow. He's really got to face a new life. We'll be right back with weather. Ugh.
Yeah, it is just so strange. And then they're not allowed to be like, they can't do dark humor. They can't be weird about it. But I don't care. Yeah, but Ian Schwartz, one of the dirtiest people I've ever been around in my life, ever. That dude says stuff that makes me uncomfortable, and that is difficult. But anyway, that's all said and done. The B thing got taken care of. Of course, the game went into extra innings, started at 8:40, and then, you know, it ends. People are like, oh, no, it's tied. I've been here 3.5 hours. Although they did speed up baseball, so probably ended around 11, which is good. That's still too late. I got a follow-up from Dennis, the ghost hunter, yesterday. It said, I was thinking about it after I sent it, and I knew I sounded crazy. John, I'm not going to kidnap you. Exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. All kidnappers said, don't worry about being kidnapped. Of course, that. What do you
You're
think?
Safe.
Do you think that puts me at ease? You know how many people say, I'm not going to kidnap you in a day? None, because only kidnappers think that way. Said, I won't kidnap you and stuff you in my well. I just want people to see that it's real and I'm not bananas. I have not been diagnosed with a mental disorder.
Yet.
He even says that. I guess not yet. But I've been haunted by ghosts since I was a kid. I feel like I have to pass this message to everyone, and I just don't know how. I'm lost. If I could persuade you to come here someday after 12. Here he goes again.
Whoa.
It doesn't have to be all night. I'll pay you. Now we're talking. I've never had a kidnapper pay before. I'll pay you, although that may anger the spirit, and then he doesn't show up. Well, that's when you should pay me.
That's the chance.
If I show up and nothing, I mean, I'm not, look, if I came to your house, Dennis, and stuff's moving around on its own, you don't owe me any money. We're going to, you got a partner now. But if I go there and nothing happens, I'm like a little trouble, like the Peoria Bee guy, a little trouble for the, a little effort here. Come on, let's go, a couple bucks. Says, my ex-wife heard you read the email, knew immediately it was me and contacted me and said, leave him alone. She also thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not. Sorry, Dennis.
That's two people that think he's crazy. Oh, actually four because well, you know, the three of us.
The entire town listening to the two emails in 2 days. Dennis, you're nuts. And it isn't the same Dennis, by the way, as the one that has Speed Buggy. No, okay. Coincidental Dennis's. Either way. Maybe I should go to the guy's house, catch a couple bucks. You guys want to go?
Didn't he say, well, we, no.
Oh, yeah, you can't be there. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, I was just, otherwise, I
thought
go,
he was
but...
like, you were specifically the reason to go over there. Because I would say start with a, you know, a buddy that you knew right off the
bat. Well, he said that it has to be some skeptic. He's tried. Yeah. Well, in the first email, he said he's tried with other people. And it doesn't work. He's had people come over. You go to see this. And just, it's got to be, he thinks. That
you might be the difference.
He's the vessel to get me to go over and start to. I don't know why. I'm not doing it. I'm going to some nutbag's house. That first line in an email, I'm not going to kidnap you. First line in an email yesterday, I'm not crazy. Things crazy kidnappers say for a thousand.
Yeah, you and Ray Parker Jr. should go over there.
And tell him. It's a. Oh, no. Hey, Dennis, I'm here. Oh, it's so good to see you. I made some marshmallow s'mores just for fun. You know, kind of hilarious, right?
They're Stay Puffed.
Yeah. Well, it's always Stay Puffed. All right, just sit and stare at my kitchen for a little while. Let's see what goes down.
And then, you know, 2 minutes before midnight, he goes, just out of safety, I'm going to have to tie your hands up so they don't get in the way of anything.
Also, the ghost said that they won't show up unless I'm inside you.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah, I got to be inside.
Just soaking.
Did you wash? Is your ass clean? My ass is always clean, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do that. I don't care to see a ghost that badly. Did my toaster just move? I don't know. Where's your toaster?
Is that a string on the toaster? No!
I would really be pissed off.
He's got everything rigged.
I see the fishing line, you jackass. I tripped over it. It's not fishing line. The ghost put it there. The ghost did not put fishing line on it.
Oh, a lamp is floating across the room.
But you know how pissed off I would be, speaking of Troy Hayden, if he emails Troy, and Troy goes over there, and it's real, and I get out of all the movie rights and stuff. Like the whole, like it's a catalyst to change the entire scope of humankind as we open the portal to the next dimension. And I said no because I thought the guy was a dick. Nah, I'm staying here. I'm like the beekeeper. Not going over there. Find someone else. You're the only one with the Muslim outfit. I'm not going. Anyway, Dennis, thanks for your time, but your wife's right. You might be a little crazy.
Leave alone.
And, you know, it doesn't sound like they're harming you. Just enjoy your ghost friends. You live alone. You know, let them keep you company. So long as they don't start chucking things at you, and they never will.
He doesn't live alone. He's got
five,
six people in his
head.
He's
got his
friends. No big deal.
That's true. You say in his head, I'm going to go with that. He's okay.
Is that what you're going to go with?
Yeah, I don't want to get shot in the parking lot. Dennis, you're my friend. Brett's the problem. Anyway, so you got a bunch of that stuff going on, and I'm trying to figure out, meander around that thing. And then the other thing I was looking at yesterday, I started laughing at. Let's hear it for Jon Bon Jovi's wife. Maybe the coolest lady on the planet.
Dorothea.
Dorothea's awesome. Now, it's one thing to admit your wrongdoings as a husband. Yes, I've strayed and I made the mistake. And then to say hundreds of times. Well, it's changed.
Boy, did I drag her through some.
And then say, it was good being Jon Bon Jovi for a while. I'm like, hold on a second. You're not scoring any points at home. And she's not even a little bit mad about it. Jon Bon Jovi, as far as I've known, except for this documentary that comes out, has always been with his high school sweetheart. That was the whole
sell
was, oh, his high school sweetheart. And comes out in this documentary that Jon Bon Jovi not only just pounded everybody he could find, he looks back on it fondly. She married him, what, 88, 89, something like that, the wife, the high school sweetheart. So through the days of Runaway and Slippery When Wet, the good ones, the early Bon Jovi, you know, Cowboy, Steel Horse I Ride, all that stuff, right before Young Guns, that dude was just, you know, probably pissing fire on a regular basis and taking it home to his girlfriend and saying, ah, what are you going to do? It's good to be JBJ, I'll tell you that.
Well, in the rock world, evidently whoever is doing the interview was like, you know, he said 100 girls in my life, right?
Yeah, right.
And they're like, that's nothing compared to Gene Simmons. And
right. Yeah, he downplayed it. It's, you know,
grading on the curve.
I'm actually a respectable guy. Like, well, all right, I get it. But, I mean, I'm not Gene Simmons. That was thousands. I mean, my wife only had to tolerate hundreds of times I did this. Please.
It's final. There's no doubt in my mind that this world revolves because of her.
Yeah, that's what you have to say after you've
done.
What
she did to keep the kids right.
Right.
What she did to keep me right.
Well.
What we do together to keep it right.
Right.
No doubt about it.
Look, but still, you should not. And I don't know many women that would allow you to go, remember my ex-life where I was pounding hundreds of broads on the side?
Yeah.
God, those were the days. You can't go on TV and start saying that to your wife. You
100.
You have to act like it was awful. Because hundreds. Just 100. He capped it at the century mark. All right, I hit my number. Time to get married.
So I didn't cheat that bad now, as being a mega rock star.
Right. And as a mega rock star, those numbers are fairly reasonable. It's not a world where you drag your high school sweetheart in. So credit to her for going, I kind of knew what I was getting into. My husband, who was the most beautiful woman on the planet for a few years, was having loads and loads of sex. I hit 100, baby.
Oh, my God, really?
Now it's time to make you my woman.
Oh, God, finally I get married.
Right. Anyway, I'm not Gene Simmons or anything. I'm practically the Pope. So I got to give it to her. She's like the coolest lady on the planet to go, what are you going to do with Jon Bon Jovi?
Those Italians have it figured out.
He had 100 Gumars.
No comment.
Cap. you're not going to talk about this. I'm not even looking at
you. Don't talk about that stuff.
100 Gumars. And then 40 years later goes on TV and goes, man, do I look back at that? It was the best time of my life. Anyway, documentary about me. My favorite time when I had thumbs and butts, loads of them. And my high school sweetheart was there too. I married her. She's the best thing that ever happened to me. If you don't count from like 83 to 89, where I was just torturing women's vaginas.
Dorothea had to know. I mean, she's just kind of like,
she won't watch the documentary. She might not still.
Maybe that's what, maybe she's that cool. You say whatever you want. And then she's going, 100, 200, 300, just counting the money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a cute documentary.
Write a couple of country songs about what a whore you used to be. I bet you they'll be hits. And that's more Prada for me.
It's an arrangement in a certain, they probably have.
It worked for
them. Probably have great love and whatever, but my goodness. It's pretty cool to be able to go. And then, the reporter's kind of like, man, that high school sweetheart. Oh, yeah, I revolve around her. She is the sun, and I am nothing but a satellite. And I capped it at 100. I mean, what do you expect from him, John Bon? And then when you go back and look at those old videos, John Bon Jovi on stage, and I'm like, all right, I'm not even close to being.
You're talking about after the show there was 100?
Yeah, well, you see the videos, and the front row is like, I would pretty much cave to all of that. I was at the Skid Row in Bon Jovi. I got action at a Skid Row and Bon Jovi concert. It was great.
Caught a little bit of the wave.
That was a girl I made suck my armpit. Yeah, it really wasn't. I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah, well, didn't blow it. That's the problem.
Neither did she.
No, she didn't at all. It was. She was sucking on my neck and told me, because there's a lot more places I know how to use my mouth. I'll suck anything. And I'm like, all right. And I pointed to my armpit. Sure enough, that girl just started sucking on my armpit.
What a whore.
This is amazing. What a slut. I can't be with you. You'll suck a dirty man's armpit.
And he kissed her and it tastes like Old Spice. Like, that's it.
Yeah, well, who knows what I was using then. Could have been my mom's deodorant. It might have smelled like flowers.
Sure.
Yeah, I was using Secret. I'm not sure where it was. She did it. And I laid there like, wow. This chick will do anything. What else can I make her do? Like, go suck on the jungle gym. We were at a park. I was laughing about it. I'm like, what is wrong with me? 16, scared to death, didn't know what I was doing. But that came from, I still have that picture of the John Bon Jovi Skid Row show. There was so much sexual energy brought on stage by the boys of Bon Jovi. Somehow it leaked onto me. This girl with huge cans standing in front of me. I don't know what to do. And she's probably out there right now going, I remember a guy making me suck on his armpit once. That's him? Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't know what I was up to.
She's not telling that story.
No, she's
probably not.
Her mouth's probably full. We'll be right back with weather. Now, that would be a good one. Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing to do. But, yeah, that's a pretty cool wife there. Although, John Bon Jovi should have been more remorseful and apologetic. He's dealt with it his own way. And
like you said, surprising. Prada, Gucci.
Yeah, she's loading up. Yeah. She's loading up on the good stuff. Look, she's spending all the money. She's getting everything she needs. She's probably got beautiful manufactured cans. I haven't seen her, but I could almost venture to guess that she's not exactly working out, but she's had a lot of fat sucked out of her. She's probably got abs and doesn't work out that much. And I bet she's pretty. I mean, she'd have to be, right? To be a little bit confident with that.
He didn't really talk about, I haven't seen it.
No,
but according to this article, it didn't really mention they had an open marriage.
He had an open marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't mention that at all. But I mean, like.
But I don't think it was when they were married. And I think that's where he's like, so I was a lot. Like, he, but the everything I've ever seen about him, they've leaned into the high school sweetheart thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's her in the 80s. That looks pretty good. That top middle one.
That one?
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty lady.
It's a Jersey babe.
Yeah, I've seen better on those videos.
Of course, that's why.
Hey, when you're John Bon Jovi, you don't have to settle for that.
I mean,
the hell's he doing?
Come on. See, and that's the thing. This guy says, I watched a documentary once in pink. said that she adored John Bon Jovi and his relationship because of the extreme monogamy between them. In his world, that had to be hard. She must be crushed. I agree completely, Alex. I mean, that's... And it's not so much that I care that it happened to them. Whatever. You married John Bon Jovi and then he started acting like a rock star. That was what you involved yourself in. But don't sell me for years and years and years that he was Mr. Monogamy and this was a sweet love story. Like, it was a typical rock and roll love story. Dude's allowed to do whatever he wants. She tolerates it, collects some cash, and we call it what it is. Doesn't make me dislike either of them more. They had their own world.
Yeah, like that, you know?
If I looked like him in the 80s.
Oh, man.
And I'm on, come on. You're taking advantage of it, or you're going to cave to some sort of pressure. I got to call my high school sweetheart. Oh, there's 14 incredible 80s whores in here that are willing to do anything. I'm going to be up a little late. I'll probably won't call you till noon or so tomorrow.
Okay, have fun.
Do you like Prada?
You know I do.
All right, good. I'm going to earn a bunch of that for you tonight.
Their bedroom is two twin beds.
Yeah, right. The rule has to be
the Ricky and Lucy beds
or what? Well, either that or it's like a bed for them and a bed for him and someone else.
You bang them over there.
It's like a hotel room.
That's the sex bed. This is our bed.
Don't touch me.
You don't mind if Sapphire sleeps over, do you? Because she is homeless and beautiful. She was at the show in Poughkeepsie.
So, yeah, it's just, you know. The part I was blown away by was his smile. It was good being John Bon Jovi. I'm like, I bet. But we thought, we've been told the whole time you dodged all that. But his wife's like, yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm not going to take that away from him.
No. And that's, you know, that's proof to me. She knew it was the whole time. It's like, look, I'm getting with John Bon Jovi's. Got it. Are you kidding me?
Just don't bring it home.
Right. You start hosing me with fire crank and we got trouble.
And if I find out about it.
If I go to a gynecologist and that comes back abnormal, you're in trouble, buddy.
Man, if it's a little bumpy of a meeting there.
Yeah, the road gets bumpy, that's for sure.
Mr. John Bon Jovi, you've got the bumps.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it's not good being John Bon Jovi anymore.
But he managed, he got through. Good for him. Probably had penicillin constantly injected into his body. But it is kind of an odd thing to witness and watch and just go, wow, that's an odd thing to be able to say. Not many guys could say that. So congratulations, I guess, to that family for figuring it out. But it's weird. I watched a thing on ID Channel the other day where a couple, this guy was a, and this is the difference between John Bon Jovi and a guy who drives an 18-wheeler. He found his lady, and she was like, this is what hillbilly's like. Like, you're not getting to John Bon Jovi, next best thing? I want to ride in the cab of that truck. That thing's awesome. So he had a really cool semi. He was younger, picked up the semi, and he's like, this is pretty great. So she's like, I'm going with him, Mom. Mom's like, I don't think you should do this. Gets in there. And they fall in love. They're cross country road, and she's calling like, "I'm in Iowa, like the worst places in the world." And she's on the
sissy, come home,
yeah, just paying.
Get home. This is craziness. You're in a truck.
So they're making out and stuff, and they're reenacting all this. And then they get back, and he's like, "I don't want to be on the road anymore. I want to be home with you all the time." She's like, "Yeah." So they bought a liquor store. He didn't drink, so it was okay. Everybody's pounding liquor, and they're making a good amount of money. They're bored, and they're going to strip clubs. And then the girl says, "I want to take her home." Yeah. And so he takes her home and they start pounding this girl. And then she moves in with him. And then the girls start to love each other too much right in front of the guy. And it's, I'm getting back on the road. So he starts driving around. He comes back and they're practically like in love.
Stuck.
He's cast out. And then he doesn't want that anymore. And so he brings a fella home, does the devil's three-way with her. And so she falls for that guy. So everybody but him, so then he's like, forget this. And he just takes her and slaughters her. That's usually how that ends. If you watch a lot of ID Network, that's almost always, I hated the title of that episode, which was, Tragedy with Polyamory or something like that. I'm like, oh, that's dumb. But usually you bring that third person in that kind of thing and you're all excited about it. Somebody's going to catch a throat slitting. Almost guaranteed that somebody's going to get their... Here he comes.
Hello,
whole Twitter world. That's yours truly, OJ. I heard throat slitting and I shot right up from hell.
How you doing,
man? Man, oh man, am I having a good time down there. John couldn't be more right. Add a third person, people's throats fall open. That's what happened to me. I was standing on the porch just, you know, wooing a woman. Next thing you know, some other swinging dick comes up on the porch. I got to take care of business. I did exactly that. I'm down. I started a talk show here in hell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I got guests. I just met Robert Durst. You think I did bad stuff? This mother killed everybody. It was his girlfriend, his wife, his best friend. He chopped a dude up, dressed up like a woman. This guy's crazy. He's first guest on the OJ talk show down here in hell.
Just can't wait. Call it Hot Ones, OJ. That's right.
No, can't do that. Now, the wings down here, I'll tell you what. Buffalo Wild Wings is like eating ice compared to what I got going on. But yeah, it's good times. John could be more right. Add a third. I don't know how Bon Jovi did it. I don't know how he did it. Bragging about that ain't cool. Most of the time, when you start talking about all the other women in your life, you have to slice up the one with the ring. And that's what I found, all right? All right, I got to get back in there. And then I got a new album coming out, OJ's Lake of Fire. It's coming out here soon. I'm going to cover up a lot of those things. Yeah, it's great. My band leader is Liberace. This wow. Show's going to take off, I'll tell you right now. Stick around. You can hear Fred Durst. He's not here yet. Robert Durst. He's going to come on with me tonight. The Jinx, part three, down here in hell. Right. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Can you imagine the guests?
Pretty great guest list. Pretty great guest list.
I'm not until he gets Charles Manson on there, man.
Oh, that's the talk about coup de grace of guests.
That's Sweeps Week.
He's his Ed McMahon.
I mean, Ed's probably down there. Hitler, JFK, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Charles Manson. That's my top five in hell, if I had a talk show in hell. That's my talk show in hell. And also probably the more I watch the Jinx, the new Jinx, the Jinx 2, Robert Durst is getting up there. That dude's interesting.
Anyway. Musical guest Nathan Sutherland.
Oh, he's got the Christian rapper Nathan Sutherland. My God. And instead of a band, I'd have a choir of priests. Because they're all down there in hell. They're not one of them. A whole choir of Catholic priests just.
Oh, yeah, oh, oh. Welcome back.
He's waiting for Father Dale.
Oh, he's the yeah. Guest. Oh, trust me, Father Dale's got a tube like you're putting in a bank deposit. He's going, whoof, you're going to hear him go to hell. Here, Dale, here's your suite.
DJ Chomo.
Father Dale is not. Is not, I don't care what you, I don't care how religious you are. He is not going to heaven.
Nope. No.
I'll make that judgment. I know we're not supposed to, but I didn't sign up for that. I am Corey Taylor on that one. I'm not Jesus. I will not forgive. That dude touched friends of mine. It's creepy. See you in hell, buddy. Terrible thing. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
All righty. Thank you, Mike and the Molotovs. And a delicate subject. But it's time somebody logical brought this up rather than trying to figure out what the hell's going on. I'm not into banning things, but it's time. And I'm not a parent. I don't know how in the world I'm the one always protecting your dumb kids.
Don't.
I have to. I shouldn't, but I have to. Because nobody else is doing a good job. No more bounce houses, everybody, till we figure this thing out, huh? How about that? I know they're cute and fun. But unless you got Brady permanently installed in one, no more. No. They can't figure out how to anchor them down in 20-mile-an-hour winds. Don't. Another kid died a couple days ago in a bounce house wind incident.
Casa Grande.
Yeah. No. No more bounce houses. Remember that one that was flying down the 60 a couple years ago?
Yeah.
And just picked up and left, and it was just floating around, and it ended up landing right next to the freeway. That's enough of that. I think there's got to be, like...
Put those power spikes in that they do for circus tents.
I mean, how come... I wondered the same thing. Why don't circus tents fly away? Why don't Food City carnivals ever fly away? What are we doing? Man,
I wish they would.
I'll tell you exactly what's happening. Too many poor people are ordering up bounce houses and not spending the extra on the safety measures, or they got some guy looking at him going, I'll do it for 80. If you're getting a discount on the death, you know, vessel, you can take your chances that the wind picks up that day, and you go. By the way, also, can't you just cut a hole in the side of it? It's not like internal air. It's not like a sumo suit. It's the pillars and the load-bearing walls that fill with air. Just make the rest of it netting.
It is, for the most part.
The one that flew away the other day was like a full-on closed-up tent. You can't have them anymore. We can't.
Were there other kids in? I didn't see. I mean, because I know that it was, yeah,
there's a couple of them hurt, and then one died.
Like a little 2-year-old or something, too. Yeah. Like, what's he doing in there? He can barely walk.
I've been to a couple of parties where I had to, you know, you got to weed out the bigger kids.
Yeah,
the small kids.
Mess it up. Now you need the bigger kids, because evidently the one guy was on the news the other day. He's like, yeah, he said, this is terrible. I said, reminds me, because his kid was in the one that flew out to the 60. And he's like, oh, this triggered me. I feel terrible about it. And he goes, I remember I hung on to it, and a generator got picked up off the ground, and I did too. And I'm like, all right, this is no good. And it's got a 180-pound man and a generator, and it's like, watch this. I mean, you don't want your kids to parasail in the funhouse. And, you know, I'm not one for traveling carny stuff, but that's a little bit. You know, we used to have Jimmy from Philly here, and he ran. Yeah. The Party Dildo. Remember his company, the Party Dillo, but nobody called it that here, at least.
Is it still going?
He got out of the business.
Okay, yeah.
It's
too risky. Yeah, he ran the Party Dildo. Jimmy was a great guy. But, you know, I look and I see that stuff and you're like, well, matter of time. He got out right before, you know, people flew onto a freeway. But we can't have that in the news.
You know, 20-foot safety cord staked down. Majorly, so it can only drift so far.
I think they stake them. I think they'll rip out of the cool grass at the park. They need to be redesigned. I mean, once, I'll give you, that was a goof. But this is happening a few times. Like, once a year, we have a flying bounce house. Can you tether it to a building?
Or trees?
Yeah. It seems like an easy fix, but again, that's because I'm not a carny running an inflatable company. There's the issue. I got a malnourished pony. You want to pet it? Oh, crap. How much is that? 18. 80 for the death fun house, sorry. And then 18 to pet the malnourished pony. I think that's a dog.
No, yeah, whatever.
Man, you got a tail. That's a pony. Close enough. Kid can't ride it, though. His spine ain't right. Quit hiring these people. If a dude doesn't tie the bounce house to a tree, it's not ready yet. And that, to me, was the first thing I thought. Tie it to a stationary object that is, you know, it's the three little pigs here. They'll huff and puff. Yeah, I know you can't build it out of brick, but you can tie it to something brick. And the worst case scenario, it just leaves the ground for a second and then comes smashing back down.
Or you could put four bladders on each side that would fill with water.
That's what this one guy said, too.
Yeah, water. Water.
Then you let the water out in the grass.
Now, I don't know how far this thing left the ground the other day, but it was enough to.
It wouldn't take
kill
much.
A kid.
I mean, carnies.
It's you're hiring carnies.
How many tents are out there at Bear Jackson? You never see those things floating away.
It seems like we could tie it to something.
We did have a microburst on the ASU.
Well, yeah, okay. Who's having a party during a microburst? Who's having a kid's party?
Things happen, but
during a potential microburst, those things don't come out of blue skies. If you're still doing bounce house and a microburst is possible, it's probably pretty windy anyway. I don't know, kids, pile in. This cost your dad $80. You get it up there. I don't have to worry about that. Microburst come down. We're all in trouble anyway. So let's just pile these kids up in here.
Imagine that dude came back. We're gonna have to charge you for the entire cost of that bounce house.
And also, you made my donkey throw up, so I don't know what you got to feed him. Cheese. He's lactose intolerant. I warned you about him.
By the way, sir, your pig's dead.
Yeah, it's all right. I got others.
I'll deduct the charge of the bounce house. You're still going to have to pay me for the petting zoo.
Zoo? Now, the zoo stayed on grounded the entire time. So you owe me for the zoo. The whole flying bounce house thing, usually I'd charge extra for something that cool, but we had an incident.
Yeah, I don't get it. Tie it to something. And I know that seems simple, and I don't want to be cavalier with the terrible event that occurred, but doesn't it seem like that should be mandatory? A light pole? Something? Like, make it so
maybe
it can't get away.
Park, still bring it by a tree or two.
All right, there's the regulation then.
Even
you
the,
can't have
what about
it too
the picnic
far from
grove,
trees.
Where the little...
A picnic table.
You know, the shelter area that has the...
Anything bolted to the earth or that has a root system is something that the bounce house goes next to. I don't think kids are like, I don't like it unless it's in an open field. Put it near a thing. Tie it to said thing. Problem solved. It's tragic. It's terrible. But it seems so, like, hiring carnies is that's the problem. As far as I know, Food City, zero incidents. And every time I drive by one of those, it looks like the border has exploded. Like, it's just a car. It's like the happiest place I've ever seen. Mexican people everywhere, and none of them flying around. Not once. Maybe they don't report it, but I've never, like, driven by a Food City and go, traffic stopped. One of their houses got away.
We ain't reporting nothing. We don't have no insurance up in here.
Now, just for the simple stereotype jokes, I don't know that they have bounce houses. You know? Because if a white guy walks by and sees 30 bouncing Mexicans, there's obviously going to be a... What's in there? The jump... Don't say it.
That jump...
It took him a...
I think I had to explain it to Brad.
Well, it's been a minute since I've seen those things.
What, Mexicans?
Elementary school.
Oh, the bounce house. You haven't seen a Mexican since elementary school?
I saw 10 of them on the way to work.
Yeah, maybe in fairness, Food City avoids the bounce house for that very reason.
I can't put a bunch of them in a bounce house, you idiot. Some guy named Larry will come by and point it out and then start making fun.
Anyway, they've got it figured out someplace. Just tie it to something. Protect your kids. Don't put your kids in a bounce house that isn't bolted down, especially if there's a little breeze kicking up. And I don't know how much a Casa Grande bounce house costs, but I bet you it's less than the big city. And that's another thing. If somebody isn't charging you a healthy fee for your kids, you know.
And if it was one of those ones that you buy online, I've seen a couple of those.
You can buy your own?
Yes.
No, that shouldn't be allowed either. Well, it should be. You should just be smart enough to tie it to something. You should be able to own a bounce house and tie it to a thing. Your car, for Christ's sake.
Have you not been to Costco recently?
You can buy, no.
Bounce house.
Two people live in my house.
$400 or something?
The one that's, I think it's over at this one. It has a slide and a water pool and everything. The water would hold it down, but yeah, you can buy them.
They're only $500. All right. I'm fine with that. Tie it to something. You put some eye hooks on there, like seven
right
of them.
Right there. That is a flying
object. Well, that's not. That's
right
got
there.
No top. How about that? Take the top off.
That's got no umbrella to catch the wind.
Yeah. Now we're in trouble. Now we're inside. Those kids look like they're getting married. That's a beautiful bounce house.
Yeah, really, listen, it's like Disneyland.
That one's like a sailboat. Yeah.
That's like the one they sell at Costco.
Which one?
That one there with the pool. They've got it set up in there over the top of the whole thing.
It's got a bar. That's nice. Yeah.
Bounce houses are for two things and two things only.
Uh-oh.
One, while the adults drink, the kids bloody themselves up in that house, and it's a babysitter. 100%. Two, when everybody's in bed, the parents have sex in it.
That I wouldn't have guessed, but.
Come on. You got a bounce house in your backyard, and he's not coming to pick it up till 10 the next morning.
You put your Darth Vader hat on.
You are. Yeah, you're going to go.
Take it to
total,
the moonwalk.
Brady's referencing the rape scene of Revenge of the Nerds.
the party dildo definitely had to clean out some goo.
Sure.
Oh.
If you, well, come pick it up tomorrow at 10. There's two people that are going to just hose that thing.
It's I haven't met a single human being outside of Brady that has had a bounce house in his backyard that didn't hose in it that night.
You didn't, Brady? We never did the bounce house thing.
Yeah. It was too dirty. Too much sex possible.
I was thinking about getting one just to try it.
You should. Yeah, as an adult party, it's fun. If you have a bounce house in your backyard and you're not using it for
sex. We've been to plenty of bounce house.
And I guarantee you the people who rented it, if it got picked up the next morning at 10, had sex in it after everybody left their stupid kids' party. Kids' parties end at like 10. What are you supposed to do? And the kids are done. They've been bouncing for hours. Parents are sitting there. All the people went out. All right. Everybody got their kids home. What do you want to do? We got this bounce house till 10. That might be fun. And they're pushing each other around. You wrestle. The next thing you know, whoop.
Paid $80 for this. You better get up in there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why the neighbors here know. I heard something like it. Didn't I?
You think that,
you have to keep that generator going.
Yeah, sure. I liked your generator impression. I thought maybe you were having a little stroke, but I like that. Sure, you keep the generator going. Get a bounce house. And again, kids' party ends at 10. You don't need the generator going until midnight. People won't complain about a generator until 12 o'clock. You have sex in it at 10:30. Then you laugh hysterically. And that poor party dildo guy's got to come by and hose out all the weird white.
Second one was...
But yeah, I don't want to, again, I don't want to make light of the terrible side, but it seems easy to fix. John, you could, your wife in the exact same place where a bunch of kids with their dirty ass hands and snot were. That's fun.
Yeah, I know.
Clorox it. Lay her down on a blanket from the inside.
Yeah, you can bring in.
Yeah. Anyway. Doesn't make sense to me, but it's, you know, it's on the news and everybody's like, what a tragedy. But I'm like, yeah, okay. Is anybody being proactive about this? Yes, tragedy. Yes, we've seen it before. They drug up the guy who had it happen to him last time. Remember this guy? A couple years ago, his kid got hurt in one of these. Okay, what did we learn from that? Evidently, absolutely nothing.
Apparently, from what this guy's saying, his buddy owns a bounce house company and they nail him down. This family owned that bounce house.
That's what I feel.
And didn't, you know, tap it down or something. Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible. And people do nail it down, but that can come out of the ground.
Yeah.
Tie it to something. Nail it to a thing. And the thing about that is, okay, so if the eye hooks rip the side off of the thing because the wind's so strong, first off, that's gale force. I don't know what you're doing out there. And then it rips the eye, and then the air's coming out anyway. It's not flying anywhere. It's just going to deflate. It might roll. And I'm not a big fan of putting anybody in age two in one of those anyway. Two-year-olds, they can barely walk across a drugstore floor. They're mobile, but they're not balanced very good yet. You know, their alignment's off.
You've got CTE protocol in less than 10 minutes with about 5 or 6 two-year-olds running around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's going to be some soft skulls mashing together. And normally I'm four. I don't care. I don't have kids. I don't know what happens to your kids. Your kids can bang into each other all day long. I don't care. But why am I the one that comes up with the ideas that makes it so we'll never, my way, we will never see it on the news again. Tie it to something. Simple advice. Did you tie it to something?
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Done. Another PSA.
Yeah.
Tie it to something. Tie down your bounce house.
Hey. And
it only takes 2 minutes or less.
All my PSAs start with, hey, dipshit, tie it to something. And then that star goes over the more you know.
The more you know. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Hi, I'm John Holmberg. Clearly you're a dipshit. You wouldn't need this information. Tie it to something.
This guy wants bounce houses on the lawn for next year's U-Fest.
Done. Done. We'll tie it to Brady. It's not going anywhere. Yeah, we just parked the van next to it. Tie it to the axle. Ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
We'll use a winch. I'll put my Jeep winch on there. Whoosh, we'll just double it up. It ain't going anywhere. It just doesn't make sense to me that has happened more than once. And it's happened a lot. Like, there's a whole, on that Chive TV, there's a whole section of bounce houses leaving the earth. And they're not going very far, but they're still, they weren't tied
down the neighborhood.
It could have been worse. And people just laughing.
There's nobody in it.
Well, it should have tied it to something. Anyway. Brady sent me a thing about Jody Arias yesterday, and the picture was hot. I struggled with that.
Why don't you send it to me?
I'll send it now. It was a story. Yeah, Brady sent it yesterday. I don't know why. Why did you send that?
We were talking about her the other day.
Were we? When aren't we? But the picture is like her in jail. Hair's all clean. She looks good. Ooh. I know. I struggle with
that. And a former Selly is now
doing a tell-all. A lady talking about it. And then what I didn't know, because I did a deep dive on it once Brady sent me the picture of it. Her artwork is really good. She's got a gallery. Did you know that? You click just on briefly, Jody Arias Arts, and Looney Tunes Jody does these paintings, and they're excellent. I ordered up the self-portrait. Her standing at
she's
the Perryvale.
She's got her own studio. She gets whatever she wants.
She's in her self-portrait at Perryvale, she's wearing earbuds. So she's got a phone and, like, music. And her artwork is actually somewhat remarkable. Look at that one.
Damn.
I know. So
can they use filters in jail? Or, I mean, is that...
No, that's legit. That's makeup-free, too, I think. She's keeping it tight. But if you go to Art by Jody Arias, I think it's jodyarias.com. You got a bio there. There's a picture of her there at the prison and hanging out. And her artwork's actually fairly... There's the one I ordered. That's her standing behind a chain-link fence. She got sunglasses on. She's in her orange jumper. Looking the part. A couple of them are... You know, that's a weird one because self-portraits are always, like, artists strange. She's got a couple of them. Like, there's the one with the legs where somebody's holding someone else. And I hate to be a fan of hers because, you know, she's a gory murderer. But there's a guy, the thing when I was reading about, this is incredible. So we talked about that a few weeks ago where women line up around the block for.
Her website isn't that good.
No, her website, well, you know, what's she going to do? She doesn't have an IT guy. She's a, you know, kind of a self-contained business. She's all one person.
Does Brittany Zamora have an art gallery? I'm ready to sign up for that one, too.
It's just stick figures and crayons. Oh, it's what her boyfriend would want.
Sponsored by Crayola.
Her 12-year-old boyfriend. Like, yeah. She had to tie it down even when she was having sex with him because he's just not. Anyway.
On the bounce house.
So Jody is... in jail, and we talked about chicks go nuts when a guy goes to jail. One of the Menendez brothers has been married twice since he went in. He divorced a lady. Like, I'd had it with her. How bad does your marriage have to be that the guy in jail says, I don't want to do this anymore. I met someone else. And he's married a second time. So we're like, how come this doesn't happen to, like, women all the time? Guys know better. Well, evidently they don't. There was a dude. She evidently receives, like, 50 to 70 pieces of mail. From admirers. Not all men, though. A lot of them are chicks. And then Jody's like, oh, okay, well, I got this. This guy, I can't find his name. He was writing her letters and stuff. Oh, that's because I'm on the wrong page. He's writing her letters and stuff, and she started to write him back. And he said, we should get married. Like, they fell in love. And she's like, yeah, because that means conjugal visits. And you know what happened next? His girlfriend found his letters to Jody Arias and said, are you writing Jody Arias? And he's like, oh, yes, and I love her. And he left her.
He
left the free one.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he was in Iowa. I don't know that they actually hooked up and stuff, but evidently Jody is a super flirt with the guards and, like, will flash some people and give you a little extra and gets anything she wants.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And she's in on that. And then
talked about, you know, to the cellie that she wanted to kill somebody else, too.
She told the cellmate, like, I wasn't going there to kill Travis. I was going to kill a girl I thought he liked. Yeah. It's weird. Like, she had here it is. It says, she had developed a relationship with a guy in Iowa named Ben Ernst. And the two planned to marry. But then the source claims that Ernst was... troubled in a relationship with another woman, and he made contact with Arias, and he had lied to his girlfriend about constant contact with her, and then the girlfriend found out, and all hell broke loose. So then, you know, he had to straighten that out with his, you know, his free girlfriend.
Did you say Ben or Brett Ernst?
Yeah, was he a traveling comedian?
Ben Ernst. It wasn't Brett Ernst. I wonder if it's Brett's brother. Yeah. But it says, since coming into contact with Ernst, Arias contacted Mario de la Rosa, a mitigation specialist, who explained, Ben can't come visit you. So here's what he needs to do. If you marry him, then you can have visitation rights in person. And that would result in conjugal visits, compounding rumors that she was trying to become pregnant. She wants to have a baby. That's just bananas.
But the omen all over.
I know.
Damien.
Ben Ernst, if you're listening, what the f*** is wrong with you? Don't leave a free girl for Jody Arias. It may seem like the grass is greener in the prison, but do you hear what I'm saying, Ben?
I don't know. I mean, you know, he gets the conjugal visits.
Well, you don't have to deal with her BS on a daily.
Go with it. You just leave when you're
prenup,
done.
Prenup that.
And like what George Costanza says, you always know where she is.
Yeah. Like she ironclad.
She's not drifting. But it is, I didn't know that that was happening. And boy, that's the story. Is the dude, I mean, do you imagine that? It's one thing to get found out, like John Bon Jovi. It's another thing to get found out that it's Jody Arias that's swiping your man. What happened to your last relationship? Well, he was writing another lady. Oh, that had to be tragic. Huh? Do you know who she is?
Everyone does. Mm-hmm. Jody Arias. Do you know Jody Arias?
The murderer?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it.
I do. It's all I want to talk about. Do you have any other stories that can trump this one?
Not really. I like walks in the park, and I really love the beach.
I don't care about anything else. Tell me more about your boyfriend leaving you for Jody Arias and why you think that happened, and what have you changed since? You had to do some serious personal inventory if a man left you for Jody Arias.
For 2 years, the place they're living in is just covered with Arias art. She thought, oh, you like this is nice. I don't know who this is.
Yeah, she's great, isn't she? She's a pretty amazing lady. I've recently contacted her.
I like this one where she's behind these bars.
Yeah, I know. It's a thing, like her emotional senses. Or she feels trapped.
Orange is a new black thing.
Kind of. Yeah, she's big on the show. And maybe someday I'll meet her. I don't know. It depends on what the judge says.
What are you talking about?
No, is that out loud? Never mind. No big deal. Yeah, you date a girl on Bumble, and her last boyfriend left her for Jody Arias, and she doesn't start with, I've made a lot of changes in how I handle relationships. Why? Well, I'll tell you. Last guy left me for prisoner murderer Jody Arias. And I realized some of this lands on me. I was doing a lot wrong for him to want to. When he had his choice, when she found out, and old Ben Erston standing in between the Perryville prison and Free Lady in Iowa. And Free Lady in Iowa gave him the ultimatum. It's her. It's me. Okay. See ya.
What? You chose the prisoner?
Yeah. She doesn't give me guff when I come home a little late. I can do whatever I want. It is a... you have got to... And then you just look in the mirror and go, I got to make some changes. Not only on who I'm picking, how I'm handling things. If a dude would rather be with Jody Arias than you...
Just kill yourself.
No.
No, just kill yourself.
You're probably, you know what? It is probably a
or
small
or drop
batch.
A few LBs, yeah. You know? Well, I mean, it could be one or the other, you know?
Look at be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And that goes for men, too. If your wife left you for Scott Peterson in jail.
They got stylists in prison.
Yeah, she looks great.
What's going on there? I mean, she's posing and everything.
Against the wall. Nice. She's really kind of trapped in orange, but it's working for her.
That guy got shut down. He said he wrote her a letter. She never responded.
Who did?
Right there. Or the first picture you showed.
Oh, no kidding. There was a guy.
I wrote a letter to Jody Arias.
She never got back, huh?
She never wrote me back.
Man, she's busy.
Don't trust that smile.
Oh, the guy's writing a warning. That's a smile of a psychopath. I wrote her a letter and she never got back to me, bitch.
Yeah.
Women are all the same.
All his other buddies have letters.
Yeah, I got one. Did you get your Jody letter?
I got three of them.
Awesome. What about you, Todd? I don't trust that smile. That bitch. If Jody Arias doesn't write you back, look in the mirror. Make some changes.
Well, yeah, just hang yourself.
Yeah, make some changes. Don't lead with conjugal visit. Don't start with that. Just, hi, Jody. Sup?
There's better caged heat in that.
Right, dude, you can do better than her.
I know loads of murderers with hotter cans than Jody's. By the way, if you're also, you know, fishing in that well and you're striking out a lot, make some changes. I don't want to sound like an overly confident gentleman, but you've all seen my nose. It's developed its own force field. It's got a nickname. It's a weather system. Pretty confident I could woo Jody Arias. I'm pretty comfortable with a few letters making Jody. I think I can make Jody like, oh, wow, this is great. I'm pretty confident I can turn a phrase in a letter that wouldn't make Jody Arias go, please stop writing me. I'm almost positive.
Oh, yeah?
Challenge?
Start writing.
Dearest Jody. Innocence. That's what I love. I wouldn't be writing unless I didn't think that there was some chance you might be. I hate shaming victims. Automatically, I'm on her side.
This guy likes me.
Let me send you a picture of what could be my piece of deal.
This guy wants to know if Jody started an OnlyFans. You in?
How could you not be?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know that I would be, like, proud of myself, but I'd look at it.
Oh, absolutely.
Where does that money go buying the artwork?
I don't know. It's a great question.
I mean, it's like hopefully to the victim's
family. Hopefully to Travis's family. I don't know, but I mean, let's never look past the fact she's an insane killer. But if I had it in my brain to woo her, I wouldn't strike out. I'd get a letter back. If you didn't get a letter back, change how you write letters. You got to make some changes.
Kind of what her Sally said. No matter what, she's super nice. Right. But the only reason she's going to get something
right
sociopath. In return.
Come on, Shakespeare, write that letter.
I could write a hell of a Jody letter. I'd have to do a little. I would talk about her art. I'd get a letter back from Jody.
All right, let's do it.
I don't know that I want that.
What?
I'll sign it, Larry McFeely. I keep getting these letters out of nowhere from Jody Arias saying thank you. What have I done? No, again, if you lose a husband or both sexes, man or woman, if you lose to a prisoner with a little notoriety, you're behind the eight ball on the fame thing, and we are living in a fame society. If you lose your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend, and granted, she's pretty.
Oh, yeah. Smoke show right there.
In a couple of pictures, it's the best she's ever looked.
Donovan says $50 that you can't get a letter back from her.
All right. Put your money.
Come on, bro.
Money on the table, my friends. I will get a letter from Jody. Wouldn't it be crazy like a year from now, I'm like, I'm in love. I'm leaving everything for
Megan
Jody.
Who?
I'm getting
falling, bro.
Dude, I can't help myself. She's charming. Look at this letter. She sprayed it with something. It smells like jankum and love.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'm not. Maybe I'm not strong enough for that. I can get a letter back from Jody, though. I guarantee I get a letter back from
Enclosed
Jody.
Enclosed is a pack of smokes.
All right. Let's all write letters and see who gets one back.
To Jody?
Yeah. Who else? You got another one on your brain?
I was going to write Brittany.
Okay, see if you can get a letter from Brittany.
All right.
Is she
in Give me
town?
Some crayons. Give me some crayons. I'll write that letter.
The spellings.
Yeah,
backwards
exactly.
Letters.
Like backwards jars and stuff.
I need help with long division. I don't know where else to go. Decimal points confuse me. Maybe it's because all the blood's in my
huge dick.
Oh, he speaks my language.
Yeah, I don't know. I can get a letter from Jody. But if you didn't get a letter back, it's you. So there's a personal responsibility to you to recognize when things aren't going your way. It's not everybody else's fault.
It's not like you don't have the time.
Right. It should insult you. You didn't get a letter back from Jody. Now, you don't have to try again, but make some changes. Lady in Iowa, when Ben Ernst left you for Jody Arias, who, by the way, even if she wasn't in jail, if you're with someone, like physically, and they leave you for someone they've never met in another state, some of that lands on you. You were doing something to make that guy want to move away easily.
Now, those Iowa broads are probably pretty big, so.
Personal responsibility if you lose it to a prisoner. And there may be somebody listening right now going, well, that's not fair. I mean, I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, you did. You absolutely did. Because they left you for someone who's incarcerated. Think of how bad you were as a boyfriend when their better choice is someone who has been convicted.
That's how pretty she is.
Well, they're her. But still, this happens too much.
Oh, boy. Thunder Horse was ready. That'd put a baby in that crazy bitch. Then stop riding her back. For us black guys, leaving a bitch with a baby is like breathing.
Oh, what? Thunder Horse. You can't make the jokes about your own people that way. I suppose you can. Anyway, just a thought. But yeah, when Brady sent me the pictures,
look at Judy Arias. I just get done beating it.
All right. Hi, Brady.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Sup, Brady.
Check out what I'm up to. Got the thunder stick out, and I'm looking at caged heat.
Hope she writes back.
She's gonna.
We could all write a letter to Jody Arias. I would get a response. You'd do the conjugal with her for the clout. There's clout in that? I mean, for the story. It's a hell of a story. I'm going to miss work Thursday. I can't tell you why. And then I come back on Monday. I'm like, you guys are not going to believe this. My life has been turned upside down. There's no doubt I've created my own turmoil. But get this. I wouldn't do it. This guy says right to that Lori Vallow.
Ew.
No.
No, come on.
She's horrible. Gross.
Got to have standards.
Yeah, you got to keep it. I want my friends to be impressed.
Yeah.
I'm going to drag Lori Vallow into it. Yeah, it's my chick. Ew. Didn't she kill people too? Yeah, and she's ugly. Jody Arias, most of your guy friends would be like, ugh, this is bad.
But nice kill, bro.
And then you look at your girlfriend and go, you should tighten it up like Jody does.
What?
I don't know, just saying. What do you need? Three hots and a cot? One of those programs? You get in, you come back looking tight.
Tight.
Another thing is, I know this traveling freak show that we now follow called Life, because of social media, has made it so everybody that used to be in the back area of Barnum and Bailey Circus is now like front and center. But if I see another mother story about conjoined twins and how they're using their vaginas, I'm quitting. I'm quitting life. Another one came out.
Another one.
We've got DJ Khaled of these stories.
This, another one.
They share a vagina, and they've announced that one is a lesbian and the other one is a heterosexual. Here's a picture of them. Not bad. For conjoined twins, I suppose. They're constantly hugging, though. But one of them doesn't like the D, and one of them doesn't like the V. But they share one.
Well, how does that work?
Well, I don't know. But they're pulling from both wells, and evidently it's working. They're Mia and Leah. They decided to share their story if it was revealed that twin Abby Hensel, remember the Hensel twins, and their boyfriend got married, and the one's not married to him, and the other one is. And she's like taking a pump from her sister's husband on the night. She has to lay there next to it. Mia and Leah responded, but their sex lives, because they're asking, intimate details have been revealed that they no longer masturbate because it's uncomfortable. Evidently, they have to agree to masturbate. Like, it has to be like, I don't want to. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. Can I use the vagina? Are you using the vagina tonight? No.
It's like borrowing a car or what?
Where are the keys to this thing? I'm not. Put it down. Nobody's using the vagina tonight. I want to get some sleep. I can't sleep. I got to use the vagina. Just deal with it. No, it'll keep me out. The twins said, we're connected at the abdomen, so two different brains, two hearts, four lungs or thereabouts. Our left and right lungs are kind of made of one. Two livers, two stomachs, and then just one vagina. So, yeah, the same vagina. We have one arm, one leg. We can control respectively each. The twins then went on to explain how their bodies were formed. Leah's lungs have been compressed by her body, the other one, Mia's body. And they said, but then they were, they have to ask the other ones, like, masturbation started getting real weird. Like, one of them just said, ah, let's do it. She's sleeping. And it would wake her up because that's her vagina, too. Hey, what the hell? Diddle, diddle, diddle. And I was trying to keep it quiet.
God damn it, I'm sleeping.
One person asked them how they resorted to self-pleasure, and they were quick shutting it down. The sister said, we've masturbated in the past, but now we agree just not to do it. It's really weird for us. Another one says, is it incest, like, when you do that? They said, with masturbation, it doesn't feel like incest. It was more like, imagine someone touching your shoulder incessantly. It's pretty annoying. We have to agree on it. If Leah touches our vagina, if Leah touches our vagina, it feels like someone messing around with your body that you didn't want. But she talked to you about it. On the arousal. But here's the thing. They're going public with the idea that, yeah, they can't masturbate because that's creepy. But one likes chicks and the other doesn't. And one likes dudes and the other doesn't. And they're making that work out.
That's a lawsuit, right? Because the one agrees and the other doesn't. Right.
Yeah, is that like rape or something or what? I mean, one says no and one says yes.
I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not going in there. Yeah. So it's not like worth
it. It's a new Me Too movement.
Yeah. Yeah. Half Me Too. Despite having individual sexual orientations, the sister made an early decision to abstain from sex due to the potential complications of pregnancy. So they don't want to get pregnant. So I'm the only man for them. You have a discussion if you have anything physical happening. So they don't allow sex, but they will allow a guy to go down on it. Or a girl. All right.
Well, they've again, worked it out then.
Let's get into some self-reflection. Don't do this. Do not go down on the conjoined twins. That should be a t-shirt.
So what if one wants to go down on some dude? The other one's banging their head on his thigh or what?
Yes. Now, Brett has somehow immediately changed my mind about this.
Don't, here we go, Jim.
Don't you go down on conjoined twins. But if the opportunity arises that a lesbian and heterosexual conjoined twin want to go down on you, because man demands you do this for societal reasons. It is
that number B, 169?
It's the seventh guy on the evolutionary chart. It starts off as that hunched up ape, and then it turns into walking man, and then the next one is conjoined twins banging into his shanty. That's the next one. We just don't draw it on that chart, but that's the next one. That's the next answer to science advancing humanity.
So these twins have sexsomnia, John? One of them does?
Well, that one of them should develop it. I can't help myself. Mike says, how many buttholes do they have? They've got two stomachs. So I don't know, maybe double up down
there. That thing's getting worked.
If it's one. I mean, you got to go to the bathroom a lot.
Oh, man. I didn't think about that.
They probably have a double back. Like, they're like a 12-gauge back there.
Over-under, side-by-side?
Right. But even still, it's a side-by-side. You don't want an over-under. Over-under, one drops onto the other. That's gross. You're going to end up with yeast infection. Side-by-side. That's the only way to go. And it loads 12 because one side's going and the other guy's going, well, now I'm going to have to do it. I wonder if they have to, like, align their poos. Again, this freak show that used to be hidden in the backs of circuses is now front and center on newspapers and news stories. And it's, I don't know what happened, but is it interesting? Sure. Why are we so, like, serious about it, though? Like, news stories can't just go, the headline should say, look at this crazy thing. One's a lesbian. Like, I thought it was bad enough when Jerry Springer used to have the two on that was a country singer, and the other one hated country music. They just died, and one of them had a sex change.
Yeah. Well, I was transitioning.
Well, you're right. Probably didn't follow through.
George was her name.
It was Lori and Dory, and then it turned into George and Dory. And George decided to. Because that's why she couldn't find herself a mate. Wasn't the body hanging off of
not
her eye.
It's not Abby.
No, that's the Hensels. Yeah, the one. Those are the ones who just got married.
Okay.
Well, they got married and just announced it.
Well, one got married, right?
Yeah, this is Leah and Mia.
We're going to have to post a lineup for everyone to kind of keep along.
That's the marriage. That's a first dance. Yeah, there's too many of them. And then you get into the crux of the problem. Man, I know it. There's too many of them. We got to do something about that. I know we have these Civil War abortion laws and stuff, but I think one of them is that if there's one body and two heads. No, it's not. We all agree. I don't care. Brady, even you, if they ultrasound that thing and they're like, whoa, it's two hearts, two tummies, two heads, two legs. What's going on here? Oh, you got yourself a set of conjoined twins.
Let me add it.
Here, let me just unravel this thing from that closet. I'll get it.
Those shouldn't. We got to stop.
Sprite and graham crackers for everyone?
Sprite and graham crackers for everyone. Yeah. And in fact, that should be free. You shouldn't have to pay for that. And I wonder if you have to pay like 1.5 times the rate. That should be free. And found out it was all connected. You're just, it's just trouble. I don't love anything that much.
Katie wants to know who wipes after a bowel movement, too.
Ah.
Which side?
They probably trade off. Well, again, they might have two bowels.
It's your day, so yeah, you're on.
Yeah, you're on asshole duty.
Yeah. Yesterday, I'll take over 3 days next week if you do it today. I just don't want to wipe. You ate lots and lots of cabbage.
Get back there. Those were your nachos. Get the thighs. Get the thighs. It's everywhere. Yeah, so we're paying way too much attention to conjoined twins. And frankly, we could stop this. You know, at the source. The ones that exist, let's just ride those out. But from here on out, doctors, it's your responsibility to look in there and go, they're conjoined twins. It's not even really a question. Do you want it? Let's try again. Let's try again. If you baked a cake and you pulled the cake out and there was like somehow or another strawberry cake grew out of your chocolate cake, you'd throw that cake away.
By the way, I asked if it would be a 169 and the texter says, no, Toledo, it's a 70. It's a 69 with a +1, kind of like an RSVP.
Like a meet and greet. We brought a guest. Got a fly flying around. Anyway, I know people don't like the, extermination of conjoined twins, but
John,
what's
we now
that Brady just showed me another one. Why do you have that at the ready?
He had Kenny Loggins in there.
When
too,
you started talking about him, I went to Instagram, put search conjoined twins. I can't believe how many are accounts
you can't
that are on there. No,
how else would they make money?
OnlyFans.
All right.
I'm looking.
How are you going to get people to your OnlyFans?
It's
Instagram.
Thing.
John, we all have that dude that in college would have come to you and said, bro, I had a threesome last night. Right. Now we really need clarification.
Yeah, now it exists and like you got to act like it's okay. I'm not saying get rid of the ones that are currently working. Just the future ones.
All right, so your grandfather,
yeah, your grandfather, and my new, you know, it's a little Hitlery, but my new rule is
little.
No, I'm saying they can keep the ones that we've got.
Okay,
enjoy them while they last. I'm saying, and then let's just stop it. Nobody's ever gone, God, I hope it's conjoined. You know, that's not a thing. And when the doctor tells you, you're like, we'll have it, we'll love it anyway. You're not doing anybody any favors there.
Look at how happy these two are.
They're not.
Abby and so-and-so just got married. They've had quite a life. I mean, like, if you're the parents.
You, Brady. That's done. You're one of those that's just afraid to do what's right. Graham Cracker Sprite, thanks for coming.
You're one of those.
You are. I don't want to hear from you. Go ahead and f*** yourself. You know, you can say that stuff because your kid has one head.
One of those bleeding heart types.
If Kirby had two heads. No. You'd be off on an island. You'd be with Toledo's dad.
Oh, I can't look at that thing. Jesus.
Get the corners.
Wait a minute. So it's like the dentist spit?
Yeah, rinse. All right. And then you take that towel, like a shoeshine boy, give it a whack, and go, you're out of here. And you get two Sprites. This one's on us. It was an honor.
You'd be extra thirsty.
Look, I know it's controversial, but I've had it with trying to hear about conjoined twins masturbating. It's becoming this weird normal. It's terrible, but it's true.
John, I couldn't help but notice Brady went deathly silent when you said throw away the strawberry chocolate cake allegory. Yeah.
Why would you do that? You got a bonus cake. Bonus cake's a gift from God.
All right. Like in my case, it would have to be regular cake and then a coconut cake shoots out of it.
There's another one.
Think about that, though.
They share a penis, conjoined twins. One's gay, the other's straight. Good God. One's a bottom, one's a top.
But they only have one B.
Yep.
You could say no, they're just tops. They're just tops.
That's it?
That would be the agreement if my conjoined twin was a homosexual. Dude, that's half mine.
We're only pitching. We're only pitching.
You know, constantly tapping me on the shoulder. Relax. You're making him mad. I am not going to relax. That's mine. Get him out of here. I'm not for this, but at the very least, respect me and be a top. No, you're not using my hand. He needs both hands. It's big. No, that's my hand and my beehole. And those, I'm watching TV. You do whatever it is you two do.
This guy's separating things a little too much. John, if I had a conjoined twin and he started masturbating without my permission, I'd jam my thumb up his butt right when he's getting ready to go.
All right.
Wait a minute. Isn't that your butthole too?
You thought that out too far.
Yeah, you did.
And this is why I'm done with this. Spit.
John, in all honesty, when I was a kid, I used to wonder why Siamese cats weren't connected.
Yeah, no, I don't know why that just came from Yang and Lang or whatever their name was.
Aang and Chang.
Okay.
Yeah, them too.
Man, your knowledge. You the bunker.
It's a bunker voice.
You don't, yeah. Yeah, okay. Don't question Brady. He loves these things. Maybe he does wish Kirby had a second head.
John, do you pay extra at Planned Parenthood?
No, it's free. That's what I'm saying. They're not charging you for that. That's a free one.
They're not charging by the head.
What if they've got speed buggy? Why would you think of
that? How would you know that at that age?
Why would you think about it? I mean, they're doing it.
John, please stop silencing Brady. Brady, I love you.
Silencing
Signed
him.
Gary, you're tall, overweight, gay listener.
Thanks, Gary. Brady?
Thank you, Gary.
Brady, if they could do a test on on you guys in the womb.
Oh, I wonder if Gary's a bear.
Sprite and graham crackers. I'm not bringing one of those into the house.
It's a conjoined twin.
Well, now we're cooking.
Now you got to...
Can you have conjoined fraternal twins, a boy and a girl, and they're in a heterosexual relationship?
Together?
I don't know if this guy that emailed.
Does that happen? I don't even know.
Do you have boy and girl?
I thought you had to have Siamese twins.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you can.
But he's just spitballing again. You're just pulling that off.
I know you can.
You're hoping.
You do know for sure that a man and a woman can be conjoined twin.
Yeah.
No kidding. And you know this because?
I saw one.
I'm waiting on this one.
I saw one.
You saw George. You saw George and Dory.
When? Yeah, George got... No, you might have saw George and Dory. George changed out later in life.
Maybe.
This is the danger of your ceiling tile spitball.
There we go.
I'm sure you can. I'm positive of it.
No. Conjoined twins are actually identical twins. However, fraternal twins can fuse together early in development to create chimeras, which are people with a mix of both twins' genes.
Ah, okay.
So they're not the same person.
Got it. You can't have boy, girl, conjoined twin. According to that.
Right.
That would be a rough one. That would just come out in a big blob of people, like bones and skin.
Isn't there a band Chimera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't know that's what that was.
I didn't either.
You can't.
All right.
It's my final answer.
We're going to go with scientist Brady over there.
I have seen that in the past. I have witnessed it.
You've seen that before?
Yes.
You saw a cartoon?
It was at a fair.
Was it
years
a drawing
ago?
Or was it like a caricature or was it actual?
No, I'm just correct. If I could just grab my phone and show you my handbrain.
But I think you saw George and Dory.
It could have been.
Post-transition because one of them decided it wanted to be a boy. Anyway, far too normal.
Man, do not go to Google on this subject. You'd be down a rabbit hole.
Scott Haynes says, I'd like to invest in John Holmberg's new
Tornado Alley Conjoined Twins Bounce House endeavor. I'd like to start some bounce houses
come
out there
on out
in Tornado
to Nebraska. Alley.
Bring your conjoined twins. They bounce for free.
Here
we go. It's May. Conjoined Twins Day at the old bounce houses in Tornado Alley. I know that's not popular, but.
John, I am teaching an embryology course.
Yuck.
That's what that means. So, no two-sex conjoined twins.
Okay.
Ever.
Right. Brady says different. He'll fight you for that. He's seen it. He's seen it.
God's other abominations? Yeah. Okay.
Abominations. That's what Toledo just called them.
Not the
texter. And I'm the bad guy. And I'm the. You said it. I heard you say it. And I'm the bad guy for wanting to just sprite and graham cracker them out before we have a problem. It's a legitimate solution. It's a solution.
Another one. Embryologist here. Conjoined twins come from one egg.
Okay.
Fraternal twins come from two eggs.
How many embryologists do we have listening? Well,
a lot of embryologists. We're number one with embryologists.
That's awesome. Do we get ratings?
Can we get a bonus on that? You know,
we're number one with embryologists. And somehow or another, not number one with conjoined twins because of my plan to eradicate them.
Damn it.
I got a lot of good ideas. You know, some of them are going to upset people. That's one. Tie down the bounce house. Graham crackers and Sprite for everybody when it's a two-headed monster.
Oh, here we go. Hey, yep. Juberg, I only got one question. Do I get two tax deductions for conjoined twins?
Oh, now we're cooking. Yes. What does the IRS say when you've got a couple of them?
One egg.
Medical deduction is
one
what you're looking for.
Independent.
Man. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Anyway.
Chang and Ang, the term Siamese twins did start with
them. Yeah. Okay.
1800s.
Yeah, that's where we said that.
Well, I wasn't sure if that's where it came from or it was before.
No, but that's what I said when he said Siamese cats. I said it had to be that Ling and Lang, and then you said Chang and Ang like you knew. So he just wanted to be right about something in this conversation. It's been so off.
There you go. There's your news for the day. That's science.
Anyway, all enough time with the Siamese twins. And I mean that from a global standpoint.
I can't see that.
Yes, you can, and I have. I don't think I'm wrong either. Most people would be like, look, I'm pregnant. I hope it's not Siamese twins. That's what you think. We got so weird with it, we made it PC to not call them that. And I don't know who's mad. People of Siam, which doesn't even exist anymore.
Thailand, that's where I'm going.
I know. And they're not all over there. Was it the conjoined twins in the first place or the Siamese people? Who got mad? Siam was so mad they changed their name to Thailand. That was more the king and I, though.
It was the king,
anyway, what are you going to do? Brett, what do you got on the big board of musical treats? Yeah.
I got nothing one, two, for this three conversation.
How many heads do you have? One, two, three. Eradicate.
All right, wake up song.
Why is your two heads higher than mine? It's a great movie.
We've crossed over in the simulation. The Jew has a final solution.
Look, just for one small. Brady's quiet, but in his head he's thinking if the guy in the ultrasound looked at him and said, come here for a second, Dad, I got something to tell you.
What is it?
They're conjoined, and it ain't pretty. What do you want to do about it?
Love it.
No, you're an idiot. You would have been considering some vacuuming.
Tough call.
That's right. It's IBM Presents. You make the call.
John, I'll chime in on your next billboard. Two out of three embryologists agree.
Right. Yeah. Yep. We got a lot of embryologists. And by the way, first time I think I've ever heard that word. I didn't even know that was a thing. They just focused on the embryo? You can make up words all you want. This ain't helping.
We've had that argument on this show before.
What embryologists
know
are?
About words.
Oh, words being made up. Yeah.
I can do whatever I wanted.
Might be the first time I ever heard it. All right, Brett, go ahead. Tell us what you got.
All right, wake up song brought to you by Action Ride Shop. And after that conversation, I'm sure they're very proud of it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Thank you for that.
Tandem sale? Well, I'm sure you can get a tandem bike there, so no problem. Yes, Josh will take care of you.
Need one. what is that? Don't they make a regular bike a tandem bike? You don't need a second seat.
Well, this pair that you're describing does.
Right? No, they don't. One seat, two
one
legs.
Ass.
One ass.
That's what I mean.
One vagina.
Oh, all right.
They turn my regular pivot into a tandem. Yeah.
They don't. You don't need that second seat and another set of pedals.
I don't know. Well, Toledo's digging here. Right
maybe
now, purchase
side by side.
Why'd you need that?
What about this example?
Your head's poking out.
Four legs.
They're not riding bikes.
Still got one butt.
They're a rocking chair. They're I don't know what that
not
is.
Not that one. The one next to them. They're joined at the ass.
Look, Ganesh needs to be done.
Yeah.
One down there that's got.
Yeah.
It's just they're joined at the tummy and one's facing east and one's facing west. I mean, come on. What are you going to roll them around? That's no good. Get rid of that thing, too. Brady's showing me stuff. Brady will send me. He's the most disturbed individual on the planet.
Really I get, you don't see it that way?
No, I get so many, like, and I know he's sent him going, John's going to tell me to kill it. Like, you know the answer I'm going to give.
That
and you send me the most deformed people of India.
You make the call.
I know. That's easy.
Sorry. Speaking of, I don't know.
I don't know what that is. That one
needs a tandem bike.
It looks like that one can be chopped in half. They can power saw that apart. They're just that's just a chest thing.
Just break out a sawzall and okay.
They're combined at the butt. I mean, it's terribly sad because it's like real babies, but.
That one bike.
Come on. I mean, what would you want?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm looking at my parents the whole time with another head on my shoulders going, why'd you do this? Yeah. Hey, Dr. Moreau, get over here for a second. Finish me. I'm not going to make the most of that. I get a zit, I'm mad. Imagine growing another head. Go ahead, Brett.
Sorry. All right. So
I'd constantly try to pop that.
Hey, stop.
What if you were conjoined with your sister?
Oh. We'd have lasted. Oh,
there can only be one.
Okay. Kill me. I'm fine with that. You think I want to be part of this? And I'm cut in half, and now I'm just like a breastbone, a leg, and I'm like half of a roasted chicken that's back in the fridge. I don't want to be that either.
There you are looking at all the Mexican boyfriends. Yeah,
that's right.
High school. Well, said at her.
Silver lining, I'd have learned some Spanish. I'd have done better in class. I wouldn't have gotten a C.
You wouldn't have had to crawl creative environments either. You could do all that by yourself.
Well, half the art would look amazing. Oh, God.
All right. Right now, they got the big bike raffles going on over there. So right now, purchase a $5 Action Ride Shop sticker pack and to get yourself in on a Beach Cruiser giveaway. Or this is the big one here. You can get in on the new Santa Cruz e-bike valued at over 10 grand. Buy a pair of Action Ride Shop socks and get an entry for $50. But actionrideshop.com is where you're going to go for that. I know, $50 and you could walk away.
Buy a pair of socks?
Yep. $50. And you get a pair of socks.
Oh, you
and
get
the entry
socks. Oh, okay.
Into.
So basically, I spend $50 on an entry. They're giving me a pair of socks.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's the conjoined twin version.
Legally, we got to do it the
understood.
Other way.
Got to buy a pair of socks.
That's right.
You get a $50 pair of socks, get your raffle ticket.
Exactly. Got it. There you go.
All right. There you go. All right. That's worth it.
Right. $10,000.
I was going to say, he had it out there. $10,000
bike. Yeah. They're awesome, too. If you haven't ridden one yet, the best.
And it's limited. He's not going to do it to 10,000 people. It's like it's cut off at
200.
So.
I think
it's a Santa Cruz, so it's a mountain bike.
Yep.
So is it perpetual motion mountain bike, or is it the one with the throttle?
I don't know how
let's
they
pull
work.
It up here.
Some of
it's
them
got
have,
that giant battery on the.
Some
neck.
Of them you don't have to even pedal. My friend got one.
You had to turn it on.
Yeah, mine you don't. Mine you pedal and it gives you more energy, and you fly in that thing.
I think it's like yours.
Yeah, it's like mine. An internal motor. Oh, that's so cool.
But go to actionrideshop.com. It's right there on their splash page. You can enter right there. You don't have to necessarily go into the store.
But man, cool color, too. Nice. I kind of like that thing. Yeah. It's lavender. Yeah, go to actionrideshop.com. Win a bike.
Are we eligible?
Lisa is.
I think Mathia is, too.
There you go.
Yes. I don't know.
I don't know.
We're look, out. Let's make an agreement.
I'm just stopping by there today.
If one of us wins it, we shut up, okay? Is that a deal?
Yeah, there you go.
We just don't talk about it. I mean, eventually we'll slip up, but if we win that bike, goddamn.
It's like the lottery. We don't have to announce.
I'll tell you what. How about this?
In this state, I don't think so.
I'll do. I'll put you guys in. If I win that bike, I'll give it to one of you guys. Not one of you idiots.
Okay. If I win it, I'm not right. giving it to anybody. I'm
no,
right.
Brett's we've keeping been it. Down that road right. before.
What?
Something bad's going to happen. Frenchie's going to get it.
No, no, no. I'm not Frenchie's asking
out.
For anything in return.
Out?
Yeah, I've learned my
out.
Lesson. Frenchie
yeah.
can't win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Frenchie's out.
That's it. Okay. So in another weird Hitler thing, no Frenchman can win our contest. No more conjoined twins. And I'm done with the French.
All right, so go to actionrideshop.com. On the list, Overkill, Thrice, Ice Nine Kills, the DG's making an appearance.
Oh.
Bon Jovi, In and Out of Love for our conversation by John earlier. Yeah. Soil, Cannibal Corpse, High Velocity Impact Splatter for
Jesus.
I know, for the wow. bounce houses. Slipknot, Velvet Revolver, Disturbed Ministry. Prong, Whose Fist Is It Anyway for the conjoined twins.
Oh, God, that's the one we got to go with, though. Right? Like,
yes,
I gotta say that I got an email from somebody that just gave me an idea that since Howard Stern interviewed Biden, I've been getting a lot of requests of Howard Stern interviewing other people on the show. My throat's been terrible this week, so I'll get to it. The one that I liked the most was, and it gave me the idea for this, is that Howard Stern now, since he interviews presidents, would then take over the role that George Stephanopoulos has on This Week. So that Sunday morning show would be This Week with Howard Stern. And he just, Mitch McConnell riding the Sibian would be maybe the funniest. And he just talks yeah. politics. I don't think this is a good idea.
Let me ask you a question. Like, what's going on? Like, in other words, when your brain is shutting off, can you, do you know?
Oh, Howard. I think he's going to stay awake for a while, Red Robin.
More alert than any.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with more political talk on This Week with Howard Stern. Yeah, you guys all messed up. I don't know what's going on. Put him on the Sibian and let's see what he does. Get the House Speaker. He's coming in here in a little while, Mr. Johnson. Speaking of how big, and let me ask you a question about you, Johnson.
I would watch that. I don't watch the Sunday morning shows anymore because they're too mean and angry. Stern takes over that
until
stuff.
Until the last story.
Oh, it's yeah, a, no, they do, yeah, they do it like a heartfelt.
Feel good.
Yeah. Something nice, but.
And it, look, political talk is only interesting if you sit on the Sibian. I mean, come on, loosen up.
So I want to do a whole series of, but I can't. Like, Mitch McConnell hurts my throat right now. Stupid U-Fest wrecked my mouth. It's, well, how many girls said that after the show? Whose Fist Is It Anyway? It's Prong.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
UPD. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 UPD.
Flying through today. It's unbelievable.
Good one. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Jamie West.
Oh, the bee stuff. It's the hive of bees. I had my neighbor.
It's a beautiful day today yeah. in the city.
I had a hive develop on a wall that's no longer there. My old mean lesbian neighbor. I had a mean lesbian neighbor for a while. I think she's since passed. As I hope.
Where do you need to get that?
Got a phone call coming in.
No, I don't.
Ooh. Oh.
Smell your beeswax.
I did. I aborted the call.
Brad.
But yeah, the wall was covered in bees. And it was mainly on her property, but it was still half mine. And I went over to her house and I'm like, hey, I was walking, but you had workers working on the side of your house there. And there was tons of bees. Like, that's asking for trouble. Plus, I got my dogs. I said, we got to get rid of this beehive.
It's on your wall.
It's on our wall. I'll go 50-50. And so you want the bees to stay? Shuts the door. I'm like, oh,
I'm taking a pull to that and knocked it on her side.
Miserable old Outback driver.
I know you.
No, so bees. No, I'm not going over there. So I hired a guy to do it. Old lady was going to keep them there.
My pets.
No, she's just too cheap. Evidently, spending all her money on flannel and trout. Oh, I hated that woman. I made her run into her own house once. I walked by her house.
Like physically or?
With her car. She was weird. So the garage door was open and I walked the dogs and I noticed that the door into her house was open. There was no car in the garage. And I'm like, that's not normal. So I called my cop buddy, Doug, and I said, hey, can I get you to come by here and look? Because I knew he was right up the road. He said, can I come by, just take a gander at this? And he goes, yeah, I'm on something else. He said, just, you know, can you keep an eye on it, see if anybody comes in and out? I'm like, sure, I'll hang out in my front yard and watch that. So sure enough, while I'm watching, the old lesbian pulls up in the Outback, and I wander over, and I'm like, hey, and I'm waving. She looks at me with her big, ugly lesbian candy corn teeth. She was awful. Gives me a look like a, and then starts to drive into her garage and misses, hits the house, backs up, and I'm like, no, 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 stop, 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 stop. Rolls her window down, what? And it starts talking, just drives into the house a second time, just bashes into her house twice, and then goes into the thing, and she goes, I'll be fine. I'm like, good. Well, I hope there's somebody in there that slaughters you then. F*** you. Who cares?
Starts just laughing at
him. Yeah, all right.
And she's back to him.
Evidently, she kind of lost her mind and forgot to close the doors. I hated her. She was mean. That whole neighborhood I moved into when I first moved in was just filled with people who'd been there since the 50s.
And they were mad at everybody
else.
They
didn't like all the new people coming in. All their friends were dying. They were just, it was a mean batch. Now we got gay people and young people. It's fun. Got rid of all those elderly folks. Highly recommend that. Anyway, I digress. It's time for the Brady Report. It's brought to you by Hooters. It is Wings Day. That means Wednesday at Hooters. And that means you get your Wings Day Adventure. 20 wings, get you 10 for free. And that's when you go in or take it out. Or you go nuts. You sit down, you stuff a napkin in your shirt, and you get all you can eat, dine in only $15.99, and get as many wings in that stomach of yours as you can tolerate. Conjoined twins counts as one. Go crazy. That's how it works. Either way, you're going to win.
Wait a minute. It's two mouths.
Uh-uh.
No?
Well, one order. All you can all eat. Right. You can both pound them in. Depends on, well, you'd have to tell them we got one stomach. If you got two stomachs, it's $30.
It's a big day for me with Hooters.
Oh yeah, you're going to the thing.
Calendar shoot. I'm going to get in this year. I feel it. I feel like I'm going to have some good
5 years running shots. Now you've
yeah.
said that.
Yeah.
And,
they take you to the calendar shoot every year. I'm still not sure why. Andy Reid hangs out with the Hooters girls in bikinis, and then we never hear or see it again. It's like your mascot days. There's no evidence of it.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
This year. This is the year.
You're getting in the calendar.
All right. We'll have to go to the calendar release again like we did the last 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've been to that yeah. twice. By the way, so guys, seriously, put some money on this. Give it to a charity and write letters. See who gets them back from Jody Arias. The guy who doesn't get them back has to pay. We're getting letters. Let's do our letter writing. You write to Brittany.
Okay.
If you want, if you're not into Jody.
All right.
I'm a Jody guy. You want Brittany or Jody?
I'll do both.
All right.
Oh, look at him.
Toledo? No, you got to do just one. You got to pick one. You got to be decisive, Brady.
I'll go Jody.
All right.
Brittany. Toledo.
Going Brittany.
Right.
Two Brittany's, two Jody's. Any guy who doesn't get a letter back owes $500.
Ooh. And what if we all owe?
I'm not going to
We
write.
All throw $500 and well, then you automatically owe $500 because you're not getting one back. If you don't win, you can't win if you don't play. $500, you get a letter back. In?
What are we betting?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, $500, Jody has to write you a letter back. And you can't mention that it's a bet or anything else. It has to be a nice letter. We'll read them on the air before we send them. Our letters to our prison girls. And if you don't get a letter back, and you got to send a picture of yourself.
No spoiling it, audience. No letting them know.
Yeah. Perryville prisoners, keep it quiet. If you know Jerry or Jody. Jerry?
Jody.
Jerry Arias. Jarius. Anyway. Brady, please, for God's sakes, report.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
You don't seem excited about this.
Not really.
Why? What's the harm?
Sending the picture for some reason.
Just... That bothered you the most?
Yeah.
I missed that part. Are we sending pics?
Yes. Oh. Got to send a picture of yourself. You think that?
I'm going to be disguised.
I'm going to have,
no,
you gotta have
somebody do some filters for me.
No filters.
Just a
Polaroid.
We'll take. Nope. Your Nadal shirt from the old building. That's the one we're sending.
No.
If I had it, I would.
No, I've got the picture.
Oh, I don't want any of that. A current Polaroid.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm excited about sending my face through the mail? No. You think the mail is? They'll probably ask for postage for a picture of my nose. Shut up, Brett. Go ahead, Bert.
Okay, now this got good. Yeah.
Happy National Interpreter Appreciation Day.
If I run into one today, I'll tell him.
Well, there are about 6,500.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, it's appreciating me because I have been interpreting for 23 years.
A couple of basis fun facts. Hawaii is the only state where McDonald's still serves fried apple pies. Everywhere else, they're baked, except one exception, the historic location in Downey, California, which is the oldest operating McDonald's.
So one in California and all of Hawaii.
Yep. Walt Disney invented the enclosed garbage cans to keep Disneyland from smelling bad. Until that point, public trash cans were just the wire mesh ones.
Really? With the open trash bag? Oh, yeah. With a bag. Okay.
How about that? We hadn't thought of covering trash till the 50s. Who's the comedian that was it Sebastian Maniscalco that was talking about that? And he said, it's just been like the last 30 years that we finally put wheels on suitcases.
Yeah.
Why in the world did that take so long?
He'd talk about his dad going through the airport.
I don't understand trash can lids. Huh.
When movie credits say no animals were harmed during filming, that only means intentional harm on camera. It doesn't include animals that are accidentally hurt or killed on set.
That happens? Like they killed them when they're not shooting and they don't have to report that? I think somebody would be up in arms if animals started dropping dead and the cameras were off.
There's a new poll that found the number one thing to make a perfect hotel stay on vacation that people want.
That wasn't a sentence at all. That was a try again,
man. Number one thing that we want on vacation.
Yeah, that's totally different. Yeah, than
when
you
roll through
time.
It, that is so
when
much better.
When you actually
better.
Read the words,
I did.
No, you did not. Go to the tape.
What would your guess be?
What from your
the
sentences?
Number one thing.
That you're having a stroke. That's guess one
that you want on vacation
From my hotel room.
Yeah.
Okay, got to clear that up. The number one thing I want in my hotel room: a good bathroom. That's really the biggest part of the hotel room.
Number one is fast Wi-Fi.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Number two, king-size bed.
They got cell service everywhere I go in a hotel.
Number three, a smart TV. Number four, attractions nearby. Five, a restaurant in the building.
No.
Six, a fitness center.
So hold on. You go on vacation.
And stay at a hotel.
And one of the things that you're like hopeful of is attractions nearby. You should have looked into that. Yeah, I guess it's for the pictures to Jody and Brittany. Doesn't have to be a picture of your face.
Great. I'm going to send my unit to Jody.
I think it's good. The picture of Brady just sitting there, just miserable.
Hi. About to cost me $5.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Jody.
There you go. There's your angle. I'll split it with you.
Now it's
I'll put it in your...
Nope, can't mention it.
Oh, now it's a double homicide because my wallet just took a punch.
You made the list. That'll be my letter back.
Got to get your get a letter back.
According to a new research on Mother's Day, 31% of moms will consider dining out with friends. 21% will consider a date night without their kids. 10% will dine solo on Mother's Day.
That's pathetic. By the way, Sean Lowitt, Brady, you should have chosen Jared from Subway. There's a better chance you're getting a letter with. You have more in common. How do you get a letter back from Jared? How do you relate to him?
Sandwiches.
That's it.
Yeah. I'll send a picture holding up a giant pair of jeans.
Yeah.
I'm working on getting into these.
There's a cop in Canada decided to anonymously donate a kidney, and it saved a school teacher's life, but she's not anonymous anymore. Both women opted to meet after their surgeries. And now they're good friends.
Huh.
Yay.
They're kidney cousins.
The guy that won the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot revealed himself, 46-year-old
Ugh.
Chang Charlie.
Hey, hey, hey. Come Seifan. On. That's not his name.
Chang Charlie Seifan.
He's making the Charlie part up.
I am not.
It's just Chang Seifan. We don't need to add that Charlie part. That was rude.
He goes by Charlie.
Brilliant. Call me Charlie. Everybody does.
He's splitting it with his wife and his friend, Lazo Chow.
Also known as Charlie.
AKA Charlie. How you doing?
It's like you guys in Cha when you went golfing.
Oh, man. Poor Cha. It's still funny because we almost died that day, too, because I was dicking around in the golf cart and we hit a wet patch of grass and I hit the brakes too hard and we did a full 360 going down this hill at 1,000 miles an hour. They didn't put governors on the golf carts back then. And we're singing.
Cha was entertained.
Cha just thought we were having the time of our lives. But it was right in the middle of driving at 80 miles an hour in a golf cart on pavement and then hitting the grass and starting to spin. But the last thing he was hearing was going, Cha, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Ah! Then we started to spin out of control.
You're shot, Cha.
My name is Cha.
That's what we've been saying. Hit the little white round thing there, Cha. You get blue jean?
Every joke that we did, I don't think we
Marlboro. Marlboro blue jean. Marlboro blue jean.
Joe was just having the time of his life with us. And then at the end, we noticed on his bag it said Joe. He just couldn't say his own name.
There's a new feature on Bumble. It's called Opening Moves. Lets the female users set a prompt which guys can respond to. The example to say is like, what do you like about my profile? Because Bumble app requires women to make the first move. But now they're helping him out with this initiative, basically.
Can I have ChatGPT write my letter?
Yeah. Just go across the hall. They'll do it for you.
Well, I want it to have substance.
Nice. You got to edit it. Toledo throwing a bomb.
Man.
Dave & Buster's is rolling out a new program. They're going to allow customers over 18 to gamble on arcade games. For example, Papa Shot. Or the car racing games, you can put down $5, who wins?
Neat.
They're going to do it at all 223 locations. I can imagine there's going to be some throwdowns after that. They're going to put a limit on the bet right now.
And there's now metal detectors at the doorway to Dave & Buster's.
Turn it into a degenerate bounce house casino.
You go in there with brawny teams at the
10 bucks on the line.
Yeah, if you got 10 bucks on the line, you got to hit the 100. Like, that dude's going to start swinging. Come on, Papa needs a new pair of shoes.
I got a quick Wild America.
Okay.
Hello, my friends. Brady Bogan here with your Wild America. It's 40-year-old Clarence Yoder of Idaho Falls. Approached a bison within 25 yards, then he got closer and decided to kick the bison in the leg.
That's a hell of a lot closer than 25 yards.
Yeah. I don't know why they put that in there, but
you did.
Yeah.
You're the one reading it.
Yeah. He was harassing the herd.
We see right through you.
Don't blame other people for that.
So he closed in, he kicked the leg of the one bison. It turned around.
Yeah.
Little revenge. He's got, he went to the hospital, minor injuries, but he's
lucky then.
He's very lucky.
Then he won.
He was hammered.
It can be done, kids.
Don't say that.
The bison kick challenge begins today.
That's the new TikTok challenge, right?
Yes, yeah, the new TikTok bison kick challenge.
Yeah.
And hopefully everybody under 11 tries it.
If you're pregnant with conjoined twins, push a bison.
If you got conjoined twins, I highly recommend you try to ride a wild bison.
Get him on the bison roundup.
Yeah. Kick.
That's your Wild America.
Yeah.
They've got this dude in Michigan ran his truck into a tree, and it stuck in the front of the truck, and he continued driving around. That's how hammered he was.
Yikes.
Someone called 911. They finally got him pulled over.
Yeah, it happened.
They had to wake him up.
Bishop, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, Bishop O'Brien.
Driving with things stuck in your car.
Well, he didn't have anything stuck. That was Carla Fox.
It just left marks and
former radio personality in Phoenix in the early 90s.
Bishop had the
Bishop
guy
O'Brien.
He just had the busted windshield and stuff.
Blew the Indian up on the road and his windshield exploded. And then the first call he made was get a new windshield.
I think I hit some trash cans.
Yeah, Carla Fox.
She had like an arm sticking
out of a lawyer
and
had
something.
A finger in her Cherokee grill. Oh, the guy's finger was like he put his hands up and his fingers broke off in her car and she drove home. And then the movie.
What happened to her?
You know what? I don't know. She probably works at Cool.
They made a movie of her?
No, they made a movie about the one that the girl hit the guy and she was drunk and he was stuck in her windshield for 3 days.
In the garage.
In the garage. Crazy.
So wait a minute. Is that him at home or is that him somewhere else?
The picture? What are you looking at?
That's the guy that hit the tree.
Yeah, and that's him
stuck in his truck.
It was parked and that's a big tree and he was driving with that tree.
That was, wow. He just halved a full tree.
Yeah. In Clearwater, Florida, Kanye Medley, 20 years old. He has been charged with assault. He launched two drumsticks out of the church's chicken bucket at his sister.
I'm turning this mic off.
Why? Here we go.
You could have edited this story, too. This didn't have to happen.
This is news. She called the police.
You do
they
some
came down,
light
they,
mopping
they,
or something.
Stop she listening. Wasn't injured by it, but there was pieces of chicken on her shoulder and her clothes. Okay. And so that.
Kanye throws chicken at churches. We get it. Go on.
That's Kanye Medley.
Oh, my God. I'm not showing Brett this picture.
Show it to me.
Should I show this to him? I can't show this to him. That's him, yes.
Come on.
No, it's what you're picturing.
No.
I don't need to show you the picture.
Turn his mic off and then show it to him.
All right. Here. Oh, man. It actually is.
That's perfect.
No, stop. You can do better, Brady. You don't need, you know why you told the story.
Oh, my stomach hurts. you're timeout.
You turn around, face the wall for a minute. You Blair Witch right now. Blair Witch. I know it is, and now
I'm
we got
the picture away from you too. Yeah. Stop looking at
Blair Witch. Because now when I turn the mic on, he's gonna do drumsticks. He's gonna
come on.
That picture's horrible. If you drew that picture, you'd get fired.
How could I not share that story?
If you literally...
I agree.
I tell you right now, if you were an eyewitness to a crime and you described that guy, you'd go to jail for saying the things you'd have to say.
College campuses that are protesting.
Could you draw the assailant? I could, but I'd lose my job. Because it's just... I can't.
You remember the story on Monday about that Delta Airlines that the emergency slide came out of the plane and ripped off? Well, the guy that found it was a lawyer that already had a lawsuit with Boeing. It was far from where he lived. He takes pictures of it.
Isn't that convenient?
I know. What are the odds?
What are the odds? What a happenstance that might be. Interesting. You don't suppose he had somebody inside the plane do a little work?
Well, he'd have to have it drop at the perfect time.
Right.
Well, yeah.
That's right. That's what a conspiracy would be. If you get a guy on the inside doing your work, you happen to know there's about to be an inflatable raft or slide heading your way in a general area.
Anytime the current's right, so it washed up on...
No, you know which plane it is. Because wasn't it on takeoff?
Now the argument, his is a separate lawsuit about the safety issues that were going on before
that's
that.
That's fishy.
John, is Brady allowed to send the artwork of Brady Wood?
The Brady Wood painting to Jody? Yes, but also a current Polaroid. A current Polaroid and also I'm into art as well. That's totally cool. Here's some of my work.
Current Polaroid.
No, this is shrinkage. I just got out of the pool.
Oh, you're thinking full Polaroid.
Yeah, no. Yeah, not that Polaroid. Wow. I'm not taking the naked of Brady. I got to be on the other end of that camera.
Let's get to some Brady videos.
In fact, I'm going to take the pictures of all of us right now. Ready.
We have to use those.
Oh, I don't. Yep. Don't say no. There's Brett. He's looking sharp. is one of me. Oops, I double punched it. There's Brett. He's looking pretty sharp. I think that I think Brett
That's
gets
a winner.
Brett's getting a letter back.
Come on, Brittany.
Somehow Toledo managed to look fatherless in a photograph. I'm not. That's not. Oh, geez. Yeah, you look fine. I think you might get a letter back.
With a Cougar shirt on?
Brady looks.
Like, no shot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think it's adorable.
How do you look a little downsy in your photo?
He may get the sympathy.
He might get the letter for that. Now, I might just get something terribly anti-Semitic. Like, look at the nose on this guy.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Those are the pictures we're sending.
First one's a fighter jet. Yeah, at an air show.
Pop, you got duped a little bit on this one.
Oh, is this fake?
You think?
Oh, it lands on
the
top.
Think.
I'm not so sure.
It
Why
just
is that?
Ground down half of it.
Maybe,
they didn't get
maybe
the photo
incredibly
right.
Incredibly well made.
What do you mean it's still going too?
Yeah, that's why it's fake. There's
it's just driving a plane around on its top. I kind of wonder if that is real or not, but I don't know.
What? Look at the. Look.
Does it just turn over on takeoff? What are we looking at? Yeah, it's well, got. Why is that bombs attached?
Over.
It's got bombs on it.
No, it's an air show deal.
No.
Did you see fake. The bombs? It's loaded. Maybe they're fake, but it's got bombs on it.
Yeah, that's why when it's fluttering like that, it's
I don't know.
That's fake.
What are you talking about?
Maybe I'd have fallen
Listen,
for this.
Listen, Biden.
I'd have fallen for this.
Yeah, it's a real plane accident.
Might not be a full-size one. Could be a
plane? Full-size
mini jet.
Really?
What's that? All right. Either way.
Mini jet, you know.
It's real.
Real or fake, it wasn't that good.
Now we have.
You were on a thing yesterday.
I think Marshall, I'll tell you. Playing. I think if it was fake, I'm with Brady on this. If it was fake, they'd have had a better ending. There's nothing to that.
Oh, none of those fake ones have good endings.
All right. Go ahead.
This is a Learjet versus a fighter jet. And then we got a motorcycle, Formula One car, looks like a Ferrari, and a Porsche, and a Corvette.
Okay. And they're all racing.
And it's a sprint. Who's going to win? They drag
the motorcycle. Racing. It depends on how far we're going, but the motorcycle's going to take the other ones a lot longer to get going. Motorcycle, no question. Who had time for this? We wasted a whole airport's day. Yeah, the motorcycle blew them all away.
It was close.
Sorry, we have delays today. There's jackasses on the tarmac.
Pop needed a new video.
Oh, well, at the end of this.
Yeah,
that's the it. Motorcycle one, that was close.
There's
but
no end.
No, the
yeah,
motorcycle
there was.
One.
Motorcycle
there's
one.
An ending. Motorcycle one, it was barely over the
close.
Formula one. It's the fastest to acceleration, and they're only going to a certain point. The
motorcycle Formula One fighter jet.
And then the last place was the private jet. Takes a little while to get that going.
Look at how disgusted he is.
Brett didn't like that.
Last one's an Apache longbow.
Hanging out with military guys yesterday?
Yeah. You have a
yes,
theme.
I was.
I think you might have been hanging out with military dudes. Just launched a thing into a building somewhere.
No, that's an ending.
Solid.
That's an ending. Nice.
Is that a tank it hit? Is this a drill or is that a real?
Correct!
Is that a drill?
Yeah.
Cool. It's fake, probably.
You don't know.
Like, stop being so pissy. Was that a drill?
Well, I got a couple of jars of urine next to me.
All I asked was, is that a drill? You watch, he's going to chuck chicken at you. No, he'd never do that.
No way, Jose. Newspapers, we'd have taken a newspaper to the head by now.
Was that a real live bombing or was that a drill? It looks like a drill.
I think it's got to be a drill.
I think it's a drill.
It's a drill. Yeah. They're just floating out in the middle of nowhere. They're not moving too quick. And there's a lot of tanks around.
Well, and there's other targets there, right?
Yeah, I think you can see the other.
Yeah, there's another tank up there.
Yeah. So if that was going on, that other tank would be doing work on that helicopter.
Yeah.
Cool. That's neat.
Makes you not want to be a tank guy.
Brett, go get him.
All right.
With your bottle of piss next to you.
All right. We were talking this morning about the carnivals and bounce houses and stuff. Well, here's one of those carnies that doesn't know their job or isn't keeping an eye on what's going on.
Oh, we got one of those things that goes up in the air and spins people around.
Are people dropping from this? Yeah, there's like a tripod.
And then it starts.
Oh, Jesus, Christmas.
It's too low. It hit the ground. It smooshed people underneath it.
Did it miss him?
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like it hit him.
Oh, it hit the guy on the ground. No question.
And dragged him a little bit.
Oh, yeah, no, that person's not in good shape. Well, Food City closed for an hour that day.
I'm telling you.
Don't ride those things. Parking lot machinery like that gets thrown up in a day. No.
Oh, here's the worst robbery ever.
Dude walking into what looks like a Subway or something, right?
Nail salon.
Oh, it was a nail salon. None of them speak English.
Yeah, that's it.
He's a Clippers fan.
Everybody, give me everything.
They just leave. Nah. He's got his hand in like a Gucci bag or something. There's no gun.
Is it a Gucci
bag? Ain't that a bitch?
Ain't that a bitch?
The Koreans wouldn't give me nothing.
Unbelievable.
John, can you please cycle through the letters from the kids from Toledo's wife's school and assign Brady's name to one of them?
That's what I was going to do.
Supporting the troops for Veterans Day. Sign Brady and a picture of a man.
Oh, he's hang high on the plex.
A little downsy, I guess.
Here's a shot from above.
It's above a building.
Catch it up.
Oh, there goes a guy.
Oh!
He jumped out of the window.
A beer in the face.
Oh, it's a beer. Oh, it hit a lady in the face. I thought that was a guy. I got really nervous. I just saw smashed a woman right in the face with a full beer can from up high. That was not weak.
All right, Brady.
Yeah, you take that punch.
There we go.
Give me something good.
Okay. You're so vengeful. You're like Trump.
Oh, God.
Just, oh, it can't happen. Whoa.
Whoa. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Sounding.
Oh. It is a...
That is not sounding...
It is rapidly stabbing a urethra with a chopstick.
Oh. I like your face.
That is so violent.
That is extreme sounding. And I can't finish there, so let's just finish here.
Thank God. It said everyone can't finish.
This is the new NFL.
All right.
Uh-oh.
I think I know where you're going here. What is that? It's a guy
putting
he's got a Nerf football. He just put lube all over a Nerf football, and he's dressed as a...
Oh,
his butt.
Yeah.
His
butt.
Are you kidding me?
Is he throwing out in a spiral? Is it like a jugs machine? He's going to... Oh, my God. Oh,
and
it's
he wound
not
up
done.
In the
it's
hospital for a month.
1 month. Pain and crippling anxiety. It ruined my body, and I feel hideous. Well, I'm on unpaid medical leave until June. I hate looking weak and pathetic asking for handouts, but thank you. You make me feel loved. I need to get through this.
I'm going to donate.
He's got a GoFundMe page for shoving a Nerf up his ass? That's your fault.
Rex Wild?
That's Obamacare, right?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Is that another guy?
Is that in support
that's
of Rex
same
Wild?
Guy.
That's him in the hospital, Brady, with a Nerf in his ass.
I'm in the ER right now. Like excruciating pain.
Excruciating. I thought he said something else.
My ostomy, prolapsed, and it was...
He does lip fillers, way too much.
And brow fillers.
All right. I don't want to talk about this guy.
This is John Jay.
Wow.
Look at the Botox.
Wow.
So he did it again?
Yeah.
So he went with the Nerf, asked for people to give him money, and then put another ball in his ass. And did it again.
And then here's his next one.
And he did a third one? I miss being able to play so much. Can't wait till I'm healed. Oh, he's going back. He's going to do it again.
Well, he's dedicated.
And he's got a sponsor? Tucked Toys.
What was the second item? The first one was clearly a Nerf. The second one was like a red and black.
No, don't go back.
Yeah, I want to see that. Oh, right before that.
What it's another football.
Oh, it is another football.
Yikes.
Show me how he does that. I missed that. I was laughing too hard at the first thing. Go back.
He didn't do that. Well, he didn't do it on the second one.
Oh, it's just
it's just stills.
It's
I
just
think.
Oh, it's just a series of still shots.
Yeah, I think so. Oh no, there it is.
No, that's him sitting on it.
He swallowed it.
That's like a Fabergé egg, though. That's.
Oh.
No, I think it's another football.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a football.
Yeah,
but here's the.
That's not. No, that's round. I don't know.
There
what
you
that
go.
Was.
There you go. Man. Here's how he did it.
Oh, here. Here's the original.
Jeez.
The rosebud is natural. He's not. It's just hanging out of him like normal. All he did was bend over, and half of him came out.
Oh, good God.
So we'll end there. Oh. That one actually may make the top 10 this
year.
That
was a happy ending, yeah. At least.
Oh. That one may make the top 10 this year.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
It's 8:32. Good one, Brett.
Yeah, good one, Brett. That was strong. That was strong.
At least mine wasn't fake, pal.
Hey, whoa, hey.
Whoa. Jar of urine.
Oh, my God. There you go, everybody. That's your Brady report.
Jars of piss.
It's 98 KUPD. You did get a little pissy.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
UPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself? He's evil?
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
They walk amongst us. It's just people who are in our city. Who are just awful human beings, and we've got one like ready to go right now. And this is a weird one because just the other day I rode my bike to work, and when I rode home, I took a different route, and I went up 20th, and then I went to Highland. On 24th Street in Highland is the national, maybe international headquarters of Make-A-Wish. It's right there on Highland and 24th Street, and for some reason, in my head. And I don't know why this happened. The simulation's broken. I noticed. I'm like, hey, the kid that used to stand out here's gone. There used to be a statue of a kid in a hat.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah. So he was gone, and I didn't know that. And I'm like, oh, well, that's weird. The story about the statue is it's the one of the founders of Make-A-Wish, the mom of this little boy named Chris Grecius. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Sorry if I'm not. But there was a bronze statue that stood outside of there for a long time. Well, the news yesterday reported, oddly enough, because I just noticed this, was it last Monday I rode my bike in?
Yeah.
And I saw it, and I'm like, well, they put the statue back a couple days ago. And the mom was on the thing saying, that's my son. He died of leukemia 44 years ago. It started Make-A-Wish. We got this thing. We put the statue out. The lady still puts a rose out every day. I think it's the mom, but she puts a rose out by the statue every day. Well, in January, our nominee for our best heel of the year, Troy Burke, took it, scrapped it, and started to sell chunks of Chris's statue to scrapyards. How low can you get? So a surveillance camera shows up and sees that there's a car that pulls up to the statue and pulls it away, rips it off. Oh, this is terrible.
Shame.
The little boy who like was the...
Shame.
Inspiration for Make-A-Wish, they pull the statue down.
Shame.
And he started to sell chunks of it and chunks of it. So they catch him in January. His name is Troy Burke, 32 years old. He told investigators he took pieces of the statue in two separate scrap yards, made $60 in one location, $120 on the other, because he saw the statue of the little bronze kid and thought, there's some money in that. That's Jesus. How messed up he is. So this guy, he is in jail now. But he is a nominee for the Frank Caliendo, Nathan Sutherland Heel of the Year Award. I just want to put him in there. Maybe he won't win because it isn't violent or miserable. But you are one of our city's worst citizens, and we want to point you out. Troy Burke, 32 years old. I don't care. Who's drugs? You started that problem. If you steal the Make-A-Wish kid statue, you're an automatic piece of forever. That's about as low as it gets.
Oh, yeah. Man, oh, yeah.
That is about as low as it gets. So the good news is they got this sculptor to go and take the pieces they got when they arrested Troy. They found the chunked up statue still parts. Couldn't get a few parts back. Somebody's got it. By the way, if you're a scrapyard and you're buying chunks of bronze that might look like, the sleeve of a kid, think twice. It might be the Make-A-Wish kid.
They don't care.
I know they don't, but they need to start looking at their clientele a little bit differently.
They'd have no business then.
That's a good point, too. They definitely,
but I agree with you.
It's booming, absolutely. But I mean, it's hard to blame them when it's like, Jesus, this is a big chunk of bronze. A guy wants 50
bucks
for it.
We gotta make money too.
Yeah, and they're in their salad days, right? It's the halcyon days for the scrapyards because meth heads are doing all the work. They're not even allowed to bring copper in anymore. But Troy Burke, after he was arrested, he's like, man, what are you gonna do? They're just putting the thing was valued at like $25,000. And so he had chunks and chunks and chunks of it. The car pulled up to the building. Two people used a harness to pull the statue off the base, then loaded the statue in the trunk and drove away. Officers are searching for the second suspect. Troy hasn't given him up, which makes him an even bigger deal.
Waterboard.
Yeah. I think you could, I think you should be allowed to waterboard Troy. And to the lady who had to have that happen to her, I mean, she already lost her kid, and she's coping as best as she can there. She's got this going on, and now that she goes to work one day, and it's gone, they look at the surveillance camera, and two meth head swiper, you know, her statue, little bronze boy,
bucks.
For what it amounted to be $180 for two big chunks of bronze. A huge, fat, hearty f*** you to Troy Burke from all of Phoenix. Let me speak for everyone when you steal the Make-A-Wish Kid statue. You are one of 2024's nominees for Heel of the Year, the Nathan Sutherland Frank Caliendo Award, given out annually by 98 KUPD. What a piece. What a piece of garbage. And it's nice, though, that there was a sculptor that did the work. It took him a year. He got it back together. I didn't even know it had been gone that long. It was January of last year, I guess.
Man.
They put it back together. But I rode my bike by the other day. I'm like, hey. There used to be a kid standing here. Unless I was on the wrong corner and I just missed and he's there and I've just been riding by the wrong.
That could be.
Confused the two. But I thought I'd noticed it a week ago. And I thought, to be honest, by the time I got to the LA Fitness, which is another 100 yards, I'd forgotten all about it until I saw the stat. I'm like, wait a minute, I think I noticed that last week. Yeah, you are a real piece of work there, Troy Burke. And anybody who knows him and isn't ratting out, sorry, Brett, the other person that stole the Make-A-Wish statue, you're a piece of too.
This might be one aspect
you,
of
it. You'd rat that
out.
No,
this one, this is,
you ain't got
this
no
is
time
a little step too far.
For those methy drug weirdos.
This is a step too far.
That's enough. Knock that crap off immediately. And on the flip side, oh, yeah, I got to do that again. Troy Burke, this is for you.
Shame. Shame.
A sinner comes before you and
shame.
Begged for forgiveness.
No, you get none. Also, NAU, you don't care about the Palestinians. Knock it off. I had to see that on the news last night, too. Stop it.
Oh, they're in on it, too?
Yeah, they had I get an email. The guy's got his kid up there at NAU, and he's like, they're protesting at NAU. That's now it's just look at me. Now it's a Facebook movement. Now it's an Instagram thing to take pictures. I was watching last night a little bit on the news, and there were a bunch of kids at Columbia doing selfies. And, you know, they look like they were just like, oh, my God, my friend asked me to go to this thing. It's so big. It's a see and be seen. You guys have no idea. And here's how I know that. You have not protested for the people of Palestine ever prior to
Apple
this.
Probably didn't know where Palestine was.
Couldn't
either.
Find a map of Gaza in a map of Gaza.
Yeah.
They're over there with the Palestinians now saying, oh, the oppressors and Zionism. You learned that word in January. Enough. You never cared about it. Stop acting like you do. Yeah, you're just being one of those annoying college kids that's joining, you're a sheep. You're being a sheep. If you're wearing the hat and you're actually from there, maybe you've had a thing. But I have never once seen anybody tent up and act like they cared about the Palestinian problems with Israel. Ever, ever, ever at Northern Arizona University, you're doing that because it gets attention. You're attention whores. That's what you're protesting. Your protest is we don't get enough attention. Congratulations, protest over. You've got it. Now go home. Or go skiing or something. There's still a couple of snowflakes left on the mountain. Stop it. Stop wasting everybody's time.
Or go hang yourself.
With your phone or that, or with your phony protest. And you can yell and scream all you want and act mad. You weren't mad in September before all this started. You were never, ever mad. I don't want to hear it. Unless, and the only ones I'll give credit to is if you were marching around with a Palestinian flag back last, summer, screaming, these Jews are making a nightmare for my people. You're the only one I have a modicum of respect for that you
Hamas
fought.
Hamas are good people.
Yeah, you fought this fight way before. I stand with Egypt the more I learn about this. Egypt won't let one single human being from Gaza into their country. You're not bringing those radicalized nutbags in here. No way. Stop it, NAU. You're not a good enough college to do stuff like that. Nobody cares. And you're a bunch of, pot smokers. That's the reason you went there in the first place. It's zero respect for that. Now, if you had set up some sort of tent in the Target parking lot, and I'm not so sure it's a good idea to set up a Palestinian protest in front of a building that's got a bullseye for a logo, but still, maybe I'd have some respect for that, but I got nothing. You guys showed up
4 months ago because it was the cool thing to do, and then 2 weeks ago you went nuts, and now it's dumb. Stop it. Especially if you're a, you know, a normal, waspy, white kid who suddenly has this, shut up. Zip it. It's like Mexicans, you know, standing outside of Sushi Roku wanting their jobs in the kitchen back. It's like, you stop it. Stop it. That's for somebody else to protest.
I'll get behind that.
I want my Japanese sushi chef. Wouldn't happen. That's right. It would be put down quickly. Sorry, guys. Not qualified.
If I go for Mexican food, I don't want chum making it in the back. I want, you know.
If I went into a Mexican restaurant, it was nothing but Japanese chefs, I'd leave. Like, something's not right here. You go to, there's an Ethiopian restaurant in Tempe. There's an African restaurant. F's. I just rode by one.
Of course.
He knows. There's an African one I rode by, and they've got drawings of the food. I think it was downtown. And if I went in there and there were white people cooking it, I'd leave. This is appropriation. Yeah. I don't want this at all. Mexicans, whites, anybody but, like, you know, Ugandans. That's the only thing I'm accepting. I want that to look authentic.
I'm a little more open on that.
You'd go into a white-run African restaurant?
If the food tastes good.
No. How do you know unless you have to go in and try it? I wouldn't even try it. I go in there and I see you.
Welcome!
Nope, I'm out.
It's authentic Sudanese cuisine.
Why are you here?
Well, I started it.
All right, Dolezel, shut the doors. Get the f*** out of here. Put someone who knows what they're doing in this.
I spoke to many blacks, and they said this is authentic.
Get out.
Many blacks.
Take that hat off.
Yeah, and get the hat off. And this whole, what are you wearing here?
I don't know. I feel like I think it's called a serape.
Nope, get out. That's Mexican. Go, you.
Fine, yeah. I'll go to McDowell's.
Exactly. I'm not buying into any of the NAU Palestinian uproar. Not one of you means it. You're trying to get on TV and you're trying to be important. And guess what? You're in college. You're not. So shut up. Ugh. There are very few people I could sit back and go, all right, they've got a point. Actual Palestinians, I don't know why you're not embracing how much better it is here. I don't like you either, but at least you have a say. You know, from looking at Maddie and Brenton walking the campus up there at NAU.
Time to come home,
yes,
Tristan.
That's enough. Yeah, your summer vacation starts in 2 weeks, Tristan. Let's get back and clean the pool for Daddy.
Protest for Palestine.
Find it on the map. Now, quick. Don't ask anybody and put your phone down. Show me where it is. What are we talking? Where's the West Bank? Which river, which sea? What are we talking about? The river to the sea. Which ones are we talking? You name the river and the sea, and I'll give you one day of protesting.
Let's go, Hayden, Kate, and Braden. Jump in the van.
Salt River, Tempe Town Lake, from the river to the sea.
All right. You're
wrong. We're going to Coronado.
You're an anti-Semite. You get in the car. Let's go home. If you can't name the river and you can't name the sea, I don't want you to do anything, ever. And by the way, learn what from the river to the sea means and then recognize what exactly you're protesting for, you jackass. Because once you learn what that means, you realize, ooh, geez. Idiots, learn something, then protest. You don't know what you're talking about, NAU. That's like Grand Canyon having a protest. Shut up. You're not a college. You got into a half college. You're not screaming and yelling from the top of your lungs at how amazing your brain thoughts are.
It's MCC 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a good school. Yeah. It's fine, but it is what it is.
Right.
You're not going to change the planet. Columbia? Maybe. And that's scary. So let Columbia and USC and UCLA do their business, and they'll get the attention necessary, and it'll end badly because these people don't know what they're doing. The cream will rise here. But NAU? I'm nominating them, too. All the students protesting for Palestine at NAU. They walk amongst
shame.
Them.
Shame.
Put them in there, too, idiots.
I don't know. Maybe shame. You might get a letter from Hamas saying, thank you for protesting. Right. Now bend the knee or die.
Right.
So long as you're not black, not, well, everything but us, gay. We will chop your heads off unless you do it with them.
Okay. I don't know what you're saying, but good luck to you.
Zionists must go.
Zionists? I love that guy. He's always injured, though.
No, that's Zion Williamson. That's a different guy.
They're protesting.
Oh, I thought we were protesting the Pelicans Zion Williamson sitting out that game. You know, they got swept. Zip it. NAU students, go up there, smoke your weed, get your communications degree, enter the workforce as a C student. That's what NAU's for.
Lots of doctors come from NAU.
Yeah, lots of doctors I wouldn't go to. I go into a doctor's office and I see NAU Medical School. Bye. Might as well just
go
see.
To county.
That might as well just see. Yeah, well, that's where you'll see it. I would rather see Haiti or a matchbook that he got his license from, thumbtacked to the wall.
A lot of scientists come out of NAU.
Mm-hmm. And they're horticulturists and they grow weed. I've been to NAU. My friends that went to NAU all went to NAU because they were too high to get a good college to pay attention to them. Then they went to NAU and things were fine. They straightened it out. It's a fine school. It's not one of them protest schools. Stop it. You're not important. Not important. All right. Sorry. I wanted to talk about the Make-A-Wish Kid bronze statue, and I got off on these fake Palestinians up there in Flagstaff. Idiots.
I'm heading there for the summer.
Well, I understand you were up there not skiing and protesting. What's going on, Brenton?
It's just not fair what's going on with Zion Williamson, Dad.
Well, I agree. They should have played him. The guy, he's making a mint, but we're not Pelican people. Anyway.
I'm spending my time in Palestinian.
See, I got a flight to Palestinia, and I'm going to fight.
Bro, why are you sweating me?
Oh, man. I hate him. I hate him. Oh, do I hate him. There's a lady on TV last night asking the protesters at Columbia. She goes, what do you think about the cops going in? They're like, I think it's terrible. This society's over. This isn't freedom. She goes, yeah, but what about the Jewish students that aren't allowed to come to school right now? Do you think that's fair? And the person they were asking just raises their arms like, no. I don't think, what? Oh, I didn't really look that deep into it. What are you talking about? We're getting in other people's mind? I thought everybody was in on this. Idiots. I don't get it. Anyway, I don't get a lot that's going on, but that's a big one. NAU, zip it. Troy Burke and NAU, you're in the same boat right now. I bet you Troy Burke got into NAU for a little bit.
Shame.
Smoked himself out of there.
Smoked himself
Shame.
Out. Stole the statue of a Make-A-Wish kid. That is love.
Shame.
Anyway, Troy Burke. And thanks to Ben on the assist on that one. I had to get some, I had to dig deep to find some names. We got Rock Wars coming up in a little bit. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
UPD. Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 UPD.
Flying through a Wednesday afternoon, getting ready for Rock Wars, which, by the way, Brady won last week. And before we get to that, I got an email from Pat Drake. And I think I know who this is. I've met Pat Drake. I know Pat Drake. I think Pat was an NAU guy. And it starts off now the typical, hey, Jewberg, which you can't talk Palestinians. I understand you badmouth an NAU for the idiot protest, but at least it's an inexpensive state school. You should love that. Pick a nose and stick with it. All right, Drake. Failed lumberjack. NAU protest. When's the last time anybody ever said, what's NAU think about it? Never. Everything was going one way until NAU decided to change course. They're a real sea change school. Never. Stop it. That's enough. Go to your classes, have your fun, get your little thing, and go. I don't know, like, if I was a parent, I'd be looking forward to sending my kids off to college anytime soon. Especially if I was a Jewish parent. Oof. Besides that, they come back jerks. Send them to, like, Wharton Business School, where all the buttoned up. That's a good school. Most of your kids can't get in there. Never mind. Go to NAU. Smoke weed. Lesbian. Experiment with lesbianism. Come back a different human being. Brady, you won last week. It's your choice, your topic this week. We don't know what it is yet, but let's hope that it's something good. Go ahead.
Okay. You're going to incorporate a song in your letter to Jody Arias.
You have to send her a love song.
Yeah.
So almost much like the love letter that was written to me, plagiarize some lyrics.
Yeah.
Like the way that love letter that's become so famous, where the girl that wrote me the thing plagiarized Bryan Adams in the middle of it. We tease about that. So Bryan Adams is banned.
Okay.
But something you would...
A crazy bitch is banned. Too.
Crazy on, bitch also banned. Yeah, you can, right. Yeah. You don't want to offend her.
Right.
You're going to write a letter to
your
prison pen pal. Okay, so your prison pen pal, like a song lyric, I think that's a good idea, like that you would include in the body of it. And then like say, this is our song. That makes it so your introduction. I like this. I like this one. It's a good one.
Okay, so for you guys, Jody, and then for me and Toledo, for
Brittany. But okay. He's not in it. So just you, Brittany.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And you know, whatever. You know, your Brady, as he writes, is going to be thinking of this song. Maybe include some of the lyrics as part of his sonnet to this lovely woman. Or Jody letters. Get a letter back. Save $500. No letter. $5. Into the kitty. It's 922. You got any suggestions? Holmberg at 98kupd.com. That is the email you send it to. You can text 97936. You can do that as well and throw us what you're thinking while we think about it. Rock Wars coming up next.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings on 98KUPD.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
It's time for this week's battle of musical supremacy known as Rock Wars. It's brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. Short or long-term collateral loans from $10 to $100,000 or more. No credit needed and top dollar paid with the entire process. Just taking several minutes. MoMoneyPawn.com. Ask for the Byron birthday special.
They're great specials, too.
Amazing.
And he just takes care of you.
Today's special. Guess his weight and whatever amount you're off is the percentage you get off.
Man, that's a hell of a deal.
That's pretty good. Yeah. If you get it right on the dot, you get to pick something out of the top shelf. Just a free day. Tell Byron about the rules and see if he goes for it. If not, by the way, rules subject to change as Mo Money Pawn sees fit.
Regardless, good deals.
It's great deals all over. 12th Street and Indian School. Tell Byron happy birthday. The topic Brady chose this week, since we're going to be writing letters, based on the idea that guy in Iowa wrote letters to Jody Arias and then his girlfriend found out about it. He peaced out on his girlfriend, tried to get with Jody. This is a couple of years ago. Under the guise of conjugal visits, which, by the way, aren't allowed.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Oh, man.
Not even if they're married. Like, as far as I know, she's not allowed to talk to the media or ever see someone ever again in her life. Like, in the same room. Yeah, I know. So she's got to go for the guards and stuff. But either way, write a letter. Anybody gets a letter back? They're off the hook. The whole room's been writing letters. Brady and I have chosen Jody Arias. Brett has chosen Brittany Zamora, the lady that is in jail for dating a 12-year-old and leaving her husband for the guy. Oh! Got an email from another listener who knows Brittany's husband. Said, I ran into him the other day again. Like, this poor son of a
hook
bitch.
Hook it up, brother.
Yeah,
email
this
me.
Poor son of a bitch. Yeah. Get him to hand over the letter personally. And I'll come back. If we get letters back, we don't know. But if we don't, it's $500 into the kitty, and then we'll decide at the end of the year what we can do with that money. Maybe fill the mercantile. Brady, who would you like to go first for our love letters?
Brett, kick it off.
To our pen pal.
All right. Well, I mean, I think, you know, when we came up with the subject, I was like, there's only one song that could describe her and I.
You and Brittany.
And her and her past.
Yeah.
Because the lyrics start with, I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. It's the greatest love of all, Whitney Houston.
I believe the children are
our future. That's beautiful. She's automatically listening.
Well, let them lead the way.
I think that too.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
I mean, come on.
And that's two T-O-O. In sixth grade, you learn the difference. And yet so many adults don't know the difference.
That's me and Britney's jam.
Let the children's remind us how we used to be. Everybody's
that's nice. That's nice, Brett.
You know, I think I can get right in there with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. You got her attention with line one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the key to a good song. Yep. Making the message count. Oh, my God.
Go ahead, John.
All right. Mine, of course, goes right into my heart. Where the love letter I received years and years ago that still gets replayed on this show, of course, was Bryan Adams when the girl plagiarized it. But for some reason, while I read it, it meant something to me. And then midway through, I'm like, wait a second. She's stolen Bryan Adams' music. But I will admit to having been fooled by it. So with Jody, Why not go back to the well with Bryan Adams, only the next song, Cuts Like a Knife, which kind of appeals to her. Take it all for granted, but how was I to know to be letting go? That cuts like a knife.
Oh, I get it.
But it feels so right. So good. Yeah, cuts like a knife. Maybe put a couple of lines from the song in there. Yeah, thanks, Brian. You're always there for me in times of heart trouble.
You just gonna war over, huh?
That's a good one. She's talking about mistaken and misunderstood. She still sells shirts that say victim on them. All right, Brady, go ahead.
My lyrics, drowning deep in my sea of loathing, broken your servant, I kneel. Will you give in to me? It seems what's left of my human side is slowly changing in me. Will you give in to me?
What did he just say?
Down with the sickness, down. Disturbed.
About child abuse. Oh, wow. It would have been good for Britney.
Yeah, no kidding.
You got to read the middle of this song. Holy smokes. Why did you pick this one?
I just like the title.
Jesus Christ.
There's a sickness going on. She is what?
Yeah.
That I'm, that she went. She obviously went through some mental sickness.
Okay.
President basically Pick saying, I'm down with the sickness.
Oh, you're
President
down
Pick, we
down
want some pee from yeah. Two Out of Crew. I mean, I like that title too, but, you know.
That would have been a great choice. Can Brady change his real quick? All right. Who will win? Will it be my choice of Bryan Adams' Cuts Like a Knife for my letter to Jody? Will it be Whitney Houston, I Believe the Children Are Our Future? What's that song called?
Greatest Love of
Greatest
All.
Greatest Love of All. That's Brett for his love, Brittany Zamora. Brady also choosing Jody Arias. He's down with the sickness. He'll go with it. You got problems. I'll go with that. Even though that song is just clearly about a massive amount of child abuse, and it is creepy. But
yeah, the unedited, the non-radio version. Ugh,
that
painful.
Old middle part. We did that last year for a Night of the Singing Bald for my birthday, and I had to learn that middle part. Holy cow. Start reading that, and you're like, good Lord, what has Draymond been through? You can vote now. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can text the word WARS, 97936. You can find all sorts of ways, or you can call us 585-9800. We're going to find out who wins Rock Wars next. It's 98.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Trying to figure out what just happened. I had the volume turned down. I'm like, everything's broken. Things look like they're running, but nothing's running. It was my fault. Just going through the scoring right now for Rock Wars and... Hang on, it's tight. Brent gets another one. John has it. You guys are incorporated. No, Brady gets that one. Good stuff. European Mexican, that's Brett. Damn, this is very close. Very close. Songs for our pen pals in jail. Brett chose Brittany Zamora. Brady and I both chose Jody Arias and the songs we would choose. Brady chose Down With the Sickness to play for the beautiful Jody. Well, she's in jail. Clearly, she's sick. Brady's down with that. He's totally okay with it. I chose Cuts Like a Knife. Obvious reasons. Romantic, beautiful Bryan Adams. Trying to tell Jody I'm with you. I get it. Understand. Love hurts. And then Brett with Brittany Zamora, of course. Firing off with I Believe the Children Are Our Future. The greatest love of all. If you know the Brittany Zamora story, that gets better. This guy says, okay, Johnny, yours was funny. I'll go with you. This one says, my vote's for Bert, but only if we play Randy Watson's version.
All right. I didn't even think about that. That would have been a good one.
Randy Watson. incorporate lyrics from your songs into the letters, though. Toledo has to pick a song
I'll
as well.
Win.
But, Brady, I like what you've done here. I'll give you this vote. This one says, normally I try to vote for Brady, but I can't pick his song this time because of the person with emphysema clearing his throat at the beginning of the song. So I vote for the European Mexican.
Okay.
And this is a new nickname for Brady. I'm voting for the diabetic koala bear across the room from you. I assume that's you. Christ on a crutch, Bert. That is pretty dark. Hilarious, but see you in hell, friend. Brady, take a lap. You picked a song with an entire section of a song about child sexual abuse from his own mother. Maybe a little off topic.
Well, if you follow the case, she's claiming she was sexually abused by her partner.
Yeah, okay. That's a reach. Once again, Rabbi, you have cut right to the meat of this topic. You're spot on. Vote goes to you. That's me. Where else are we at here? This guy says, they play that Bryan Adams song at swingers parties I go to, only they replace cuts with the F word. Oh, she F's like your wife. Feels so nice. Ew. Swingers parties. I just feel like it would smell like if you left Ruffles dip out too long. I don't know why. I just feel like it's one of those parties and you look around and the food hasn't been eaten and the flies start to gather. Cuts like a knife, clear winner, Rabbi Holmberg. I vote for Brady. I'd email him, but, you know, he'll never find it, so I'm giving it to you. Brett gets my vote. It is tight. Brett loses because he's into pedophiles. John, you go. Pop, pop, sorry. Old and feeble. Don't like the choice. Oh, my God. After Brett's, I didn't even listen to anyone else's. It's so wrong, but so right. Nice Jew knows John. Thank you. Phil the trucker.
Still funny.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm all tied up. I got eight, and nine. Oh, wait a minute. I miscalculated that. That's a 10 for me. I put six on one. That's 10.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
Uh-oh.
Hold it. Anthony brings up something.
What is it?
It's calling shenanigans.
Why?
John already used Bryan Adams this year. You can only use the same artist
once. I thought it was the same song. We said
same song. No, same artist.
I thought it was same song.
That's what they're saying.
Same artist.
Did I use Bryan Adams earlier? Yeah, I used Everything I Do.
God damn, I did.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we'll have to check the rules, but
I think it's just.
I thought it was the artist.
I just did. Look at what an honorable person I am. DQ'd.
Yeah, I'm just saying what Anthony told me. I don't know.
Can't abuse the same artist over and over. Even though I'm leading. So now it's 8-7, Brett over Brady on the emails. And after the DQ, we just go to it.
So, one of two.
All right, what do you have over there? I'm not even in it now.
Well, Brady's got it over Brett.
Okay,
that's the
and that one. All right. And John's on the, there's a traffic issue where the 202 is completely shut down.
I got a coin or
101's complete. Call him up. Oh, we'll flip a coin.
I don't think I have one.
Damn it.
How many numbers do you have over there?
I have five.
Picking between one and five, Brett. He says five. Three. Sorry. You looked away.
Phones are best of five.
Oh, best of five. Let's get with that.
Okay.
I like that. We'll just go to, except for I can't win. So it's now between Brett and right. Brady. Although you could waste a vote on me just to make me feel better.
Sure.
That would make me feel strong. 585-9800. We'll do a best of five on the thing. And that's how this will have to be from here on. All right, let's go and see who wins it. Hi there. Are you there, Taylor?
Yep, I'm here, John.
All right, vote away, friend.
I'm going to take Brett for the win.
All right, sir. There you go. Thank you.
Ma'am.
Thank you kindly. Is this? Hi there, who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, go ahead.
I got to go with Randy Watson.
All right, Brett gets two. One more, and Brett's the champ. Jeff, are you there? Oops. Uh-oh. Phones are screwed up.
Oh, look who this is.
Thunder Horse, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. You're 3/5 of a vote. Go ahead.
Let's go with Bert.
Brett gets the damn win.
Thank you.
Sweep on the phones.
Whitney well says.
All right. Yeah.
We could play the Randy Watson version.
Yeah, he's gargling his Whitney impression. Damn it. It was the same artist. This guy remembers everything. He said, yep. He said, say, all right, I'll DQ myself. I'm powerful
enough.
You're
man of your word.
I'm man of my
That's
word.
Right.
Look at me throwing my own votes away. It was a win on email, too, but it didn't really matter. Thunderhorse took it over the top. Thank you, Thunderhorse. All right. Brett's the champ. Do you have the Randy Watson version?
Yeah, I'll play that one better.
Do you have it?
I got it.
All right. Randy Watson singing a little Whitney.
And Reverend Brown.
Oh, here it goes.
This man's been my
whole intro
since
yes.
I was a little boy, and I love him
dearly.
2 minutes. Right. You're a very special man. Reverend Brown.
It includes
Reverend
the,
Brown.
That boy's good.
Oh, this is great.
It feels so lovely to be here tonight. What a beautiful Lord. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're so lovely. Everyone's so lovely. And while you're in the clapping mood, I'd like to give a big round of applause to my band, Sexual Chocolate. Sexual Chocolate. They play so fine, don't you agree? I believe the children are our future. Thank you. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
give them a sense of pride, make it easier. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, you can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all inside of me. Sex and chocolate.
That's beautiful. That was the, I think it would be very impressive to have that, that beautiful song played. Is he still? Oh, he throws the mic down and does the thing. I forgot about that.
Is anybody in the band dead from Sexual Chocolate? You guys could do that for Night of the Singing Dead. Yeah.
Well, Whitney is.
But you got to do that version.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Cotero on the sax.
Oh, the sax. Be very important to do that. I'm getting conflicting reports, though. Same song, not same artist. Same song twice. Either way, to avoid the controversy, I'll eliminate myself from it. Brett won anyway.
You recused yourself.
I pulled myself from the race. Yeah. I don't want to hand a win over under false pretenses and have arguments and lunacy ensue after.
Daniel just wrote it. Man of your word, Juberg. Unlike that dirty Frenchman.
That's true. Jean Gauthier, the dirty Frenchman. Anyway, all right. What are you going to do? Congratulations, Brett. That was a good one.
Thank you.
And I would very, very, very much love that to be sent to Brittany Zamora to see what the letter that she writes back is.
I'll take a picture of me in the big powder blue suit like he's wearing in the show.
Randy Watts. I want to see that. It's time for the entertainment drills brought to my friends at reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. We talked about it this morning, and it couldn't be more true. There's a lot of people right now thinking about high school graduation. By the way, if you think about this, this dawned on me the other day, and a lady named Randy, who I've known forever, just reminded me. It was yesterday I was talking about it. I'm like, a lot of the kids who are going to have their graduations canceled from college were 2020 graduates from high school. They'll never graduate from anything in their lives. Everything they do gets canceled. They're ruining you think about that. Now, there's a lot of people who go to school for 4 or 5 years, but a lot of them graduated from high school in 2020, didn't have a graduation. Now they're going to Columbia, NAU. All these people are scared to death.
Yeah, but they had 6 other graduations growing up.
That is true. Now, that's a good, strong point. They started all those graduations at preschool. First grade, second grade, sixth grade, eighth grade. You're right.
Yeah.
But they had 2020 canceled, and now possibly 2024. How in the world you can be comfortable sending your kid off to school without a little back pocket help. And they do that stuff up there with React Defense. I mean, not to use a fear tactic, but you look at what's going on. College campuses and how fragile and volatile stuff can get so quickly. There is absolutely nothing wrong with sending your kid or going yourself to prepare for what in the world is going on at the schools. Physically prepare. Let your kids know they're not helpless. They don't have to get in situations where this is. I watched a kid walking on the campus of UCLA yesterday. They wouldn't let him in. Like, they were blocking everything. Now, good for him. He tried to de-escalate by not seeing anybody. The other kid was right in their faces, and it could have gone sideways. Know what you're getting into. Get yourself a little training. Have some smarts in your head to recognize, ooh, this situation's not going a good direction at all. Dumb 18-year-olds wandering off onto campuses by themselves will find themselves in pickles like this when adult situations happen to morons. They can help you with that and get your kid more prepared. I think I'd do it if I had a kid. This is one of the reasons I don't, stuff like this, but it isn't a fear tactic. It's preparation because it's real and it's happening. And your kids are thinking about going to college. You're going to send them off on their own, basically mentally unarmed. That's not smart. You can do it. ReactDefense.com. It's right there. Front of you, waiting on you. Make you better. Sheepdog, not sheep. That's what we're looking for. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
Ivan Mars, the movie detective of the internet, made a disturbing discovery, or he told the story about Shrek. Shrek hit the theaters 23 years ago.
Oh, my God.
But there's a scene in the movie where a bear family is in cages after being captured by Lord
Farquaad.
Farquaad.
Yeah, you're going to struggle with that. But thank you for pausing.
Then later, you see the Papa Bear and the Baby Bear on Shrek's at Shrek's swamp crying without Mama Bear.
Killed her.
They go to Farquaad's castle in his bedroom, and you see a bear rug. with a pink bow on top of its head.
No kidding. Is that not in the movie?
It's in the movie.
The whole thing.
Yeah, they show the...
Oh, I thought you said it was cut out when they were in the prison.
No, it's in the movie.
Wow.
Like, really, really
he executed the mother bear?
Skinned her for the rug.
Wow. I didn't realize how dark the swamp was. That's horrifying. Shrek, they killed that bearded mama. I see it, donkey. We should probably leave Never Neverland. Far, far away.
Melissa McCarthy posted a picture.
Speaking of Shrek.
Where she looks like she lost a lot of weight. She looks good. Barbara Streisand asked if she took Ozempic. And the internet exploded on her.
Right.
Barbara apologized, but Melissa wasn't offended in the first place. Barbara didn't realize that. That went out to everyone, that question.
Oh, my God. The bear in the cage has the pink bow.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
This is legitimate.
Meanwhile.
And they're crying, but there's the mama bear on the Fart Bod's floor. That's dark.
I never caught that.
I killed the bear. Voice isn't there today. I can't do this again. Damn it. I got to get my voice back.
Not sure if you heard about The Rock's chronic lateness, which caused a huge onset fight with Ryan Reynolds. That's what they're saying. Showed up 8 hours late. Set.
8 hours? That's not late. That's a day.
Yeah. Supposedly, Ryan pulled him aside and said, ain't happening again.
Right.
But they're filming the movie Red Notice. Sources say the issue wasn't as bad as some media outlets are making it seem, but they got past it, and now Red Notice 2 is in the works. The Rock is currently in a production on a Christmas action movie called Red One for Amazon, and insiders say his tardiness has caused the budget to balloon by at least $50 million.
He's still doing it?
Evidently.
Wow. Did anyone see Red Notice?
Yeah.
No. No?
It was okay.
I don't remember it.
It wasn't anything great.
One source says, from the production set, he says, Dwayne truly doesn't give an F. Amazon is denying it, calling The Rock and his production company incredible partners with Red One. Caleb Williams.
By the way, got an email from a guy that says, I'm in a Tesla right now with the windows down, and I'm in a bad part of Phoenix. And you idiots put Randy Watson on singing this. Thanks a lot.
Caleb Williams has broken Caitlin Clark's merch sales record. A lot of people going after that.
What, Caitlin Clark had a record for merch sales?
Yeah. Sold the most jerseys after the draft.
After the draft.
Oh, get out.
And it's a record. I looked. It's like
we've broken next
number
year.
One pick sold this plus that plus. But it's some weird math. But yeah, I mean, they sell the crap out of number one jerseys like the day after.
That number four is with the Cardinals.
They're not. Right. Is he 4 or 18?
Fourth pick.
Yeah, because he's. I don't know. He still hasn't signed his agreement, right?
I don't think so.
Not with the Cardinals, but with the NFLPA.
And you see the Bills drafted a guy who's never played a single snap of football.
The Australian dude?
Yeah, Travis Clayton.
They were taking a chance because
professional rugby player from the UK.
Yeah, that guy for the Eagles that has thighs the size of this room ended up being pretty good. He played Australian rules football. He was a wrecking ball, but he decided to try to play a little football, and he's actually pretty good at it.
Sammy Hagar got his star on the Walk of Fame yesterday. Inducted by John Mayer.
Hmm. Interesting.
He deserves it.
Other listeners are finding our agreement on Rock Wars before we do.
Podcast.
How do you know where to look?
I have like January.
I have no idea how people find that.
Yeah. I think the podcast says new rules for 2024.
No kidding. Yeah. Magic. And add into the repercussions, by the way.
Uh-oh.
The loser takes a bath with Brady because we assume Brady's not going to be. He's going to be in third place. But so whoever comes in second place has to take a bath with third place.
With Rubber Ducky playing in the background?
Oh, yeah.
Or they have to sing. You have to sing it.
Brady and his sex doll, which we still have to figure out how to get. Yeah. We let people down at U-Fest, but legalities. And
we couldn't do it, yeah.
Well, that and the venue was absolutely against it for some reason. Evidently, Brady performing 69 with an inanimate object is frowned upon by everyone.
Including
the sex doll threatened to sue. Yeah, Brady doesn't even want. He's going to sue the sex doll for harassment.
Sounds like The Hangover. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Yeah, exactly. Brady's so against the act of 6'9", he doesn't even want to do it against a brand new doll. That's it. Larry's coming up next. We love Larry. He's joining us as we speak. So he's going to be in here giving you guys chances to win stuff all day long. Not sure what he's got, but I think he had tickets to, was it Judas Priest or something? Is that what it was yesterday? What do you have?
Testament.
That's right. All right.
Hey, it's Until Intimate.
Oh, Until. That's right. And where are they playing? They're playing Rawhide, right? Does Rawhide know what they're getting into with Till? Okay. I have a feeling Rawhide might be surprised, but yeah, Till from Rammstein's.
You think he'll still bring some pyro and stuff?
And not because of the pyro. Have you heard Till's solo stuff?
Yeah.
And the giant wieners and the abortions and the nuns? Oh, just the general topics. He can blow up all he wants. That's expected at a rock show. I don't think they're worried about pyro. I think they're worried about the words Till uses. But either way, he's got tickets to that. I'm curious about that one. I'm just not sure I want to go to Rawhide and watch that place melt down.
Giddy up.
Oh, giddy up, all right. Kramer style.
Yeah, Jerry.
We're done. Have yourselves a fantabulous Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.